Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Down, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
Take it with a tasty group, okay?
Wow.
Definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
1, 2, 3, kick it. Kick it. Come on. God damn it. Put you one time. Kick it. What the f***?
You're disgusting.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. Hi there. Greetings and all that. Welcome, welcome. My name is Alan Cox. Thank you for showing up. Say hello to Bill Squires right there.
Hey, creepy hugs, everyone. Thanks for listening to and watching this episode of the Alan Cox Show titled Big Old Face.
Mary Santora is right over there.
Hi, guys. No babies.
In an opposite direction from Bill Squire, not quite adjacent and not quite across the room either.
Not catty corner.
No,
we're just near each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the vicinity of.
There it is.
That's right.
Just around the bend. There's a little bend.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, might be babies. I went to go take my birth control and it's not in my purse. So I have no idea where that might be.
Did you also let someone?
No, I haven't had sex since April.
Yeah.
So. But I just, you know, in the spirit of the no babies alarm, I don't know where my birth control is. So.
You carry the whole wheel clock around with you in your purse?
Yeah, it's always in like the zipper pocket of my purse, and it is not there today. So I don't know what happened to it.
Huh. I ate some weird M&Ms earlier, so I don't know.
You had to push them out of a blister pocket of the whole thing?
They're gross. They're all chalky.
Yeah, they were terrible. Yeah. Thought they were supposed to be hazelnut. Okay, well, listen, I hope that all works out for you.
Me too.
So it's Operation Baby Maybe, then.
I haven't had sex since April, so it's been...
But who's counting,
if
right?
We were... No, yeah, right? April 25th, I think, was the actual date.
You know the time?
Yeah, probably around 8 p.m. would be my guess.
April 25th is the perfect date, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, you can wear a light
just
jacket.
Just need a light jacket.
Yeah. Started at 8 p.m., ended at 8:01.
8:08. This was the longer of the two sessions, remember?
Oh, that was the Wienerman, or Tiny Minuteman.
Minuteman, he was not tiny.
Right.
Why am I defending him? I haven't talked to him in three months.
But again, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
These guys who console themselves with having a kickstand that they don't know how to do anything with.
Right.
No one knows how to do it. You just
awesome.
Go too fast.
No, whatever. Hey, say hi to Pound Cake, who's back there behind the glass.
Say hi to my kickstand, too. Afternoon, white people.
are you well hung, Pound Cake?
I'm nice.
I mean, tell the truth.
I'm nice.
Tell the truth. I mean, objectively speaking, you have a boyfriend. You're not trolling for D right now.
No.
You're not trying to impress anyone.
I've been told I have an endowed package. Like
someone used those words on you. My, you've got an endowed package. Someone equally awful at grammar. Yeah. Has your boyfriend seen it?
Yeah. Well, of course.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting confused. Bill went 7 whole dates with somebody before they did anything, and then that fizzled out. I don't know what your system is over there.
You know, I'm not huge, but I'm nice. I don't know.
I'm just
gets
asking.
A job done.
I don't know. It gets a job done.
Want to see a pic?
I do not. No. Okay. If I wanted to see a pic, I would have asked you for a picture rather than asking you to tell me.
Okay.
Is what I would have done. I would have said, hey, when I go to break, show me a picture of your wiener.
All right. It's good size.
Those words would ever come out of my mouth.
BCC you.
It's good size, nice penis. It's fine.
There you go. Those are the best. Sometimes they're too big, and you're like, you know, I don't want to do with this.
I'm the middle porch. I'm just
hey,
right.
Just right.
I'm just right.
Equally soft.
Good size, nice size.
Equally soft.
Mushy.
Alan, I heard you guys talking about short and tall couples. I'm 6'4", 280, and my girlfriend is 4'11".
Whoa.
And we are constantly asked all of those stupid questions that you were talking about. I'll tell you what. God bless you, sir, because you must really, really like that person. That would be very hard to overlook. I mean,
a foot and a half?
Literally and figuratively. She's 4'11", which is short by any standard, even for a female. That's a short girl. And then you're 6'4", which is on the tall end of guys.
Yeah.
And you're 280, and I mean, I'm sure it's
a giant human being.
Probably fun the first couple of times where you're just spinning her around, but
toss them in the air.
Hey, honey, it's time to get out of here, and you just throw her under your arm like she's luggage. But boy, you...
Sounds like a dream.
It really doesn't. No, oh, if you were 6'4 and you date somebody... I remember.
I want to be the smaller person.
I remember when Gwen and I were at Cedar Point one time and we were standing directly in front of this couple and I was sure they were father and daughter. Because the guy just looked a certain age, the girl looked super young and was real short. And I was like, oh... And their conversation wasn't anything that would have given anything away via context clues that they were together.
Right.
We're just standing there. My wife likes to be in the front car for Millennium Force, so it's a big, long wait. And we're standing there, and this couple's right behind us, so we're doing the whole line with them. It didn't strike up any conversation, but I would kind of eavesdrop as to what they were talking about because I was trying to suss out
the nature
of the relationship. But again, I just assumed dad and daughter. She looked like she was 13 years old, and he looked like he was maybe a little bit younger than I am. And then they started making out. And I was like,
nope,
oh my God. So it took half a second. There's that half a second where you go, oh my God. And you go, oh, well, that's not his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But she just
or
looked.
Maybe it is.
So that's how it is in their family. So, yeah, she looked super young. He was tall. She was short. I'm like, you really got to dig that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get that far in a relationship, it would be so easy after date one or two to just go, is this not going to work out? Mm-hmm. It's not going to work out.
Like physically.
Yes.
Yeah.
People love talking about how physical compatibility is such a big thing in sex. Height is a huge part of that. It's not just what you got in your pants or what if you can do something with it. If somebody's super tall and you're super short, unless that's your thing, and then I get it. I mean, everybody's got a thing.
I like spinners.
But you got to...
You date very tiny girls.
But you have to find someone who's into your same thing. Mm-hmm. You got to find someone who's agreeable to that. Some tiny girl.
I've only dated, I hooked up with a guy who was 5'2 once. We were the same size. And he was actually probably smaller than me. I probably weighed more than he did. And it was like, it was very strange. It's just, I've never been the same size as anybody. Like a dude that I was with like that, you know?
I know who you're talking about.
Everybody's
and I also,
taller than me.
I know that He had some game though because he dated some really hot chicks that were like.
Well, he was also like ripped.
Yes.
So and he was good looking.
He's an incredibly handsome little man.
He's a very little man.
But he's very handsome, and he like I remember he had this one girlfriend that was like probably 5'8", and she was just a bombshell. And I did some like performance for like a birthday, and I was just like, I'm like, so how does this work
between the two of you?
He just crawl inside? Like, what's going on?
But so the attractiveness supersedes the lack of height.
Yeah,
if a guy was short,
he was really good looking, and he was like physical, like abs, muscles, everything was.
Well, every
in
short
proportion.
Guy works out, but I mean, like facially, right?
He's a good looking dude.
So that supersedes the height. This guy's cute.
I don't know about supersedes, but you'd have to be very good looking to be the same size as me.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a guy that doesn't let his, like, he's in good shape. He's very likable. Like, he's got a. Like, he's a fun person to be around.
Fun guy.
He's got a lot of different
There's a
good
lot going
qualities.
For him. Other than if one of those things would have fallen off, the 5'2 would have been a deal breaker.
That's what I'm saying. Like that Bagel Boss guy who now is like a viral hit and everybody wants to talk to this guy. You think you'd be working overtime to be super nice to people because that's the only thing that's going to get you ahead. If you're a dick and you're short,
then it's
game over. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, if you're a short guy, like your buddy, you just be a cool guy. Life of the party. If you're good looking, that's gravy, you know? Yeah. I mean, granted, anyone of any height should kind of go the extra mile to be nice to people, but, you know, I know where we're living.
At times, he used to make my big toe shoot up in my boot.
The Alan Cox Show. Excuse me?
He didn't mind looking freaky.
On 100.7 WMMS.
+35192 if you want to send me a text. You can watch the show live if you're so inclined. If you prefer to hear our voices coming out of our smiling faces. You can go to alancockshow.com or through our YouTube channel. There's a chat room there as well. I was reading a fascinating article about whether or not, because we were just talking about this yesterday, about whether or not our dogs, our cats, whatever, we're talking about those dogs who ate that guy in Texas. Guy dies, dogs wait however long, eat the guy. All they found were a couple swatches of this cat's clothing and a couple of bone fragments. So the local constabulary inferred that, of course, the dogs ate the guy. And Mary said, well, my cat will never eat me if I die because she loves me. And we
correct.
I think we're all of the mind here, other than you, that when it comes right down to it, we would all be eaten under circumstances same as that guy. And so I was reading a fascinating thing on whether or not our pets actually love us or whether they're just there for the perks.
Who released this?
This was some veterinarian journal or so, I don't know, animal scientists doing it. Anyway, dogs love you. Blood pressure rates go down in people. Dogs love you a lot. Cats have a similar thing, but it's way less than dogs. So when you like pet a cat, they're like, yeah, there's a little change in their hormones or whatever, but not nearly as much as dogs. What jumped out at me, though, is if you are a bird lover, right? Maybe you're not a bona fide ornithologist, but, you know, you like your avian friends. You like them squawking and squeaking and whatever. You don't want something you can pet. You like a bird. You know, a lot of people like parrots. Parrots, you have to be very careful, this study said, on how you show them affection. Because if you pet a dog or you pet a cat, they don't read that as sexual, right? If all things going well in your life, they don't read that as sexual. If there's no peanut butter involved on any of your appendages, they're not going to read that as sexual. But parrots, you have to be careful. Because parrots specifically, but birds in general, when a bird, like a parrot, is stroked on its back, its body reacts as though you want to do something nasty to it.
Oh, yeah?
What?
So if you have a parrot, just you may already know this if you're a parrot owner, but just be mindful of that.
But why, though? They don't massage each other in nature, do they? Or they, like, rub their heads on each other's backs? Or?
They do.
A parrot that is stroked will often misread friendship signals as foreplay, and it will begin producing sex hormones.
Huh.
So you're making your bird horny.
That's why they're so loud.
Yeah.
They're just squawking at anything.
That's why they learn English. They're trying to tell us they want to get it on.
My brother and I used to torture my grandmother's, like, she had a parakeet. And we just used to, like, scream at it all the time because we never knew why it was so damn loud. And we would scream at it all the time. We were just little kids, and it was a bird cage in the basement. And the bird would always look at us and give us, like, funny stares.
In the basement?
Yeah.
She got in the basement last year?
She got the bird in the basement.
It was a finished basement.
Okay.
But my stepmom had a basement, had a bird for a while.
Yeah.
Your mom had everything for a while.
My stepmom had the bird.
Oh, stepmom.
Yeah. And then they got a puppy, and the puppy would, like, lunge at it and, like, try to bite it and kill it. And
I bet your mom found a bird when she cleaned out her house.
So.
Not under
a
stack of old plane dealers or anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
My grandma was a bird hoarder.
She
really?
Has multiple birds?
Yeah, she had tons of birds.
Okay, that's too much.
She
does it make that? Does a house with a lot of birds smell a certain way?
Yeah.
So like a house with
like
one
poop.
Cat smells awful.
Hey,
you know, Mary.
Enough. We are one segment and 4 minutes in.
Oh, just wait. But do a lot of birds smell a certain way?
Yeah, it
or does
bad.
It just smell like seed?
It smells bad.
Oh, okay.
It's
I don't
poop.
Like the,
yeah, because
they're pooping constantly.
Huh.
And when you had as many birds as she had, you're not keeping up with it.
Yeah.
And
like more than 10?
She had, I feel like she had like 25 or 30.
No way! Where do you have the room for that?
They filled her entire
separate cages?
House. Yeah.
All separate cages.
Yeah.
So she didn't just build like a
I mean, like there's a few in each cage. So she had, but she had tons of birds.
See, and I feel like that's wrong because they're in such a little cage. They don't get to live like a nice life.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Like our parakeet.
Birds are creepy.
Our parakeet Blucy, like that's what it was called.
Blucy.
Blucy. And we would always run downstairs.
Because she was blue and they want to call her Lucy?
Sure. And I screamed at my mom. I was like, Mom, Blucy's dead. And it would never be dead. But one time we actually, and then we would just hear, she's running downstairs. She's like, Bluesy's not dead. And we're like, Rhea, we're just joking. But one day, she actually, like the boy that
funny joke.
You were joke with your mom constantly about her bird being dead.
It's my, it's my grandmother's bird.
Oh, grandma, yeah.
But yeah, and then one day, Bluesy actually was dead. And it was just like the kid that cried wolf. My mom didn't believe me. I'm like, well,
no,
she's
for real this time.
She's laying in a pile of poop. So I assume that she's dead. She's not moving. It's a very active bird.
Birds don't sleep laying down.
And so she, yep. And legs were just all like,
stiff.
Yeah, and like, curled, and my mom finally walked out. She's like, what did you do to Bluesy? I'm like, nothing. She's just dead. Finally.
Wow. I was just talking to it, and it took its own life. I don't know what to tell you.
Parakeets don't talk, do they? I'm too little to remember if it talked.
Parakeets don't. Parrots do.
Parrots, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Parakeets.
Like pirate birds.
Yeah. I mean, we have a bird feeder in our backyard, so I gotta test this theory out. Next time I see a bird out there, I'm gonna go back and sneak up on it, and then maybe try to stroke its back.
You can't get too close to a bird.
And see if it gets horned up.
It might.
Then what do I do?
Wouldn't that be great if a parrot said that? Horned up!
Right. yeah, I don't, I mean, I don't want to be a cockatoo tease, if you will. But, you know, they say that birds in general, if you stroke them, that their bodies react in a way that your dogs and cats wouldn't.
That's so weird.
So don't stroke down its back or under its wings, because that is
just
what
like
other...
Just like on its head, maybe?
Yeah, don't maybe be a... so.
Cockatoo tease.
So, yeah, if you have a parrot and you have regularly done that to your parrot, just maybe think better of it.
If I get some...
I talked about my daughter's fish dying. Did I talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The day she was supposed to take it to summer camp.
Yeah.
We got her a new one. I said, let's just get her a heartier fish this time.
All the fish I made my niece take, they let go into the lake. Because one of them died and she had a breakdown. She's like, I don't want any more to die. And they had to go...
Yeah. We flushed the fish.
It's gonna be fine.
Right.
Yeah. I thought she would take it a little bit better, but she got really upset. You know, and I'm not a consoler. That's established, yes. You know. It's established by my wife. I try to be. I want very much to be. I want people to be consoled by me. It's just, boy, it's not in my DNA. So I kind of do like a... you know, take me to your leader. I've kind of, you know, like if I've came down here and I'm assimilating into human life, you know, then I try to console. So I'm, you know, telling
like
her
you should be at Area 51 and we're trying to bust you out.
I really
to teach
should
you about human emotions.
Yes, be careful because they're ginning the military up out there with all your you crazy kids and your Facebook, you damn Facebook, whatchamacallums. Your what do they call that thing you sign? Petitions. You and your damn Facebook. Petitions.
Well, whatever. I want a finger monkey. That's what I want.
What is a finger monkey?
It's a little monkey that can fit on your finger. It's like,
oh, so it's quite literally named?
Yep. It fits into the palm of your hand, and they're like $6,000. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. Once I have some money, some like disposable income.
Even if you had a lot of money, you'd spend $6,000 on a monkey?
On a best friend? Yeah.
On a best friend? Yes. Oh, well, yeah, best friend, sure.
Right, well, what's his name going to be?
If your best friend's a monkey, yeah, then you should. That's a bargain at twice the price. Hmm. What's the monkey's name going to be?
Leonard.
Leonard the monkey.
Monkey.
All right.
Like, I have a thing for animals, like Leonard, that are named just normal names, like regular human names, like the dog named Bob or something.
Leonard the finger monkey.
Yeah, no. And he can stand up right in the palm of your hand. Like, how cute is that?
But if you paid $6,000 for an animal, you've already set the precedent that you are going to spoil that thing. So are you going to be buying it like tiny clothes?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? That sounds so labor intensive.
No one's allowed to sit in my passenger seat because that's reserved for Leonard.
Your house is going to smell like monkey.
It's small.
Can you drive?
He's
can a monkey?
The passenger seat.
Yeah,
he's that small. He sits on your shoulder.
Yeah, but I don't want him to fall while I'm driving and I'm
he's a
there.
Monkey. He'll he's be fine.
Fall. They swing around in the jungle. Yeah. They're just fine. Can a monkey ride shotgun legally?
I don't know. A finger monkey
think it
probably
might,
can.
Is it like a weight limit thing? Like a little kid? Like it has to weigh a certain amount before
you buckle
it in?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, would you have to put it in a car seat? Would Leonard have to be in a backward-facing car seat?
A little tiny one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can put him in like the glove compartment or something.
Just put him in like a Pringles can or something.
Glove compartment.
No, that would no. I'm not putting him in a. That's degrading. In a Pringles can.
He's a monkey.
But he's Poundcake's. He's Poundcake's best friend. He's not putting a monkey in the glove box. He's putting his best friend in the glove box.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Would you put your best friend in the glove box,
Bill,
Mary?
Bill would never fit in a glove box.
All right.
Maybe. If you die, I'll cremate you and carry you around in my car, and it's like we're doing the road together.
I'd be honored, but also, like, I want to be a tree. I told everybody that.
Yeah, he wants to be planted.
You want me to sprinkle your ashes at the bar one-nighters I do all over the country?
No.
Just a little bit in each flower bed where they pee?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Ma'am, what are you doing?
You die in those rooms alone.
I'm spreading out Bill Squire.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a little piece of him.
Alan, does height really make that much of a difference with sex? I'm 24, I'm 4'7", and I'm still a virgin. Have no friends who are sexually active who I can ask.
Well, you have no friends?
Well, is it a man or a woman?
I don't know why. She's a woman. I don't know why she doesn't have any friends. Yeah, 4'7".
Girls don't have to worry about it. It doesn't matter.
If you're 4'7", you got to worry about everything.
Not if you're a female. The rules are different.
4'7" is little.
That's little.
I'm 5'2".
Snooki was on TV. You think Snooki was getting laid before Jersey Shore?
That's 7 inches shorter than I am. So I'm standing here, she would come to my shoulders.
Men are pigs. They will bang.
That's tiny.
You'll still get banged.
I'd figure it out.
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying, guys, I think
Well, then why is she still a virgin?
Because probably it is. That has nothing to do with her height. She probably is. Let's talk real here.
Listen, I don't know that she's not. She's just asking me a question.
There's no reason.
Is it really that?
I don't think it matters as much for women.
It doesn't. If a girl looks halfway decent and you're not in a relationship or, you know, you don't have extenuating circumstances, like you don't have baggage or kids or anything like that, you could go up to any man.
Isn't 4'7" baggage?
No,
it's not.
No,
I think it might legally be a disability. to be honest with you,
you could put it in an overhead compartment,
Or a glove box. Yeah.
You could go up to
Leonard the Finger Monkey.
My niece calls glove boxes glove departments, and I keep every time you say it's a glove department. That's what I hear every time.
A guy will bang you. Like, all you gotta do is ask.
I don't think it's that big of a deal for women. Yeah. And if anything, what she might run into is fetishes. Like guys who are like really turned on by little girls. Little women. Smaller women.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Small stature.
Not little girls. Tiny women.
Uh-huh.
I can't talk my way out of this. I'll tell you what.
Really turned on by Louisa May Alcott books is what she's trying to say.
I guess you're the only girl that I could really, like, ask this.
What?
Have you ever, like, asked a guy for sex? Like, hey,
yes.
I just need sex.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Multiple times.
And what was the guy's response? He was like, oh, okay.
Most of the time.
Okay. So yeah. Like I said.
But there's sometimes it's like, hey, I want to do this. Are you into this? And they're like, no. I have things to do today.
But like, if you bought a
2 p.m. on a Wednesday,
if you bought a $6,000 monkey, I mean, you'd have to keep your eyes on that thing all the time.
No, he wouldn't. He would just like run up and down my arms and just be right there.
And then he'd run away, and you wouldn't know where he was. Right, like if you find him crushed under laundry or something, there goes your $6,000. As with every single. If I get rich anecdote from Pound Cake, I hope that you do, because I want all these fakakta notions to come true at some point.
Yeah,
I want them all to come to fruition.
His finger monkey on his private jet. Then he gets loose in there.
He's like turning into a Bond villain or something.
Itty bitty little champagne.
Yeah.
A finger monkey on a private jet sipping champagne.
Itty bitty little champagne glass.
Out of a thimble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Blofeld. All right. Well, good.
Say hi to me and Leonard.
What were you going
to
say, Bill? About the short girl? Or not?
No, I was going to allude to the fact that I would probably throw it towards a, 4'7", whatever.
Yeah, that's
all you, 6 foot, 6'2"?
I'm 6'1".
I'd feel like it was a kid. I don't know that I could get my head around that.
Well, okay.
4'7" is seven, so short.
4'7" and like 80-pound stick figure is that feels like a little kid. But if she's like a curvy woman,
you want a fat midget?
Not a fat midget, a curvy woman.
But those midget butts are weird.
The bubbles. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It depends. There's a lot of factors, but that would be what I would say to her, that she might run into a little bit, that it would be fetishized.
There were twin midgets that went to my high school, and all the guys wanted to bang them.
That's what I'm saying.
They were twidgets.
Some guys like twidgets.
Like it was for real. Like all the guys, it was like their sick fetish because men are pigs, and even at that age, they were pigs, and they were like, "Dude, I toss it to her." Like, and they were twin sisters.
Were they cute?
Yeah, they were really cute.
Well, then it doesn't make them pigs that they want to have sex with cute girls. Why does that make them pigs?
But they were short.
Because they,
so what?
If they were, make them pigs because they wanted to do it just because they were midgets.
They were midgets and they were
if they were tall, if they were regular size, they would have wanted to have sex with them too. Because it's part twins,
but
part
it's more
midgets.
Of the story too. Like you want to,
right?
You want to say, hey, I did that once.
It's like a bucket list.
One time I had sex with a midget, and people were like, okay. Anyway, could you take my order?
But they were twin midgets, so it was twidgets.
Yeah, I heard that the first time.
Just saying.
Yeah, more, I know. I heard it when you said it the first time.
More points.
For what?
Whatever scale that they're rating on.
Uh-huh. This goes back to his porridge bowl thing. I'm curious as to what he thinks is a large, small, and medium portion of porridge. He used the Goldilocks.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you do know the reference. There's
No, no, I know. But what constitutes small, medium, and large?
As far as length? I would say three.
He used the Goldilocks analogy.
3, 5, and 8.
3, 5, and 8.
Small, medium, large.
Like local television channels.
Maybe, yeah. I feel like that's a pretty good scale. Small is 3.
Stop calling my dong WEWS.
News at 11 inches. All right. Well, good. I can get on board with that then.
I don't think 8 is a large.
8 is a large.
8 is a large.
I would say 8 inches is a lot.
Statistically, well, 8 is on the large
end. It's on the large end because like the average is like 5 or 5.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just around 6, I think, depending on...
5 to 8 is probably everybody, most people. And then above 8, you're dealing in some territory.
Some territory.
You got a kidney shifter going on there.
Territory, yeah.
Right, it's a lot. It's too much.
You should name your monkey Leonardo DiCaprio, is what people are saying.
Leonardo.
Or DiCapuchin, maybe, if you get one of those monkeys. That'd be a good name. Leonardo DiCapuchin.
What is it? What did you want to name it? Leonard?
Leonard. Leonard. Leonard is finger monkey. First, you got to find out if those are legal. Assuming you'd be living in Ohio. If you make it huge, obviously, you're not going to be living in Ohio. But you'd have to figure out if whatever state you are living in, if those finger monkeys are legal.
I think they're legal.
I'm picturing a seahorse every time you say finger monkey.
Google it.
I think because of a seahorse wrapped around your finger.
It's because you're thinking of sea monkeys.
Is that what it is?
On the back of comic books when I was a kid, they would try to sell you sea monkeys.
We had
like,
them.
Oh, they're tiny. Well, they're brine shrimp is what they are.
We had them in like elementary school. We had to like raise them to learn about responsibility or whatever.
And I'll tell you what, there is nothing harder than trying to teach a brine shrimp about responsibility.
Yeah.
They are the most irresponsible crustaceans in the ocean.
Look at the picture. That's what a finger monkey looks like.
Dude, I swear to God, you said look at the picture, and from where I'm at, I was like, are we doing the 3, 5, and 8 thing right now? Just on your computer? Okay.
No. Uh-huh.
But look how cute it is.
I want to know why that girl's still a virgin, though.
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah,
24.
That's what jumps out at me.
Like that, there's something else going on.
Well, she might have a thing about it. Like, she might be self-conscious about it, which will affect the way that you outwardly project your, you know... body and person and
you start
sexuality.
Slow, just the pinky. Work your way up.
Yeah, are you offering your services, Bill?
The main disadvantage of being 4'7" is that a crowded elevator smells very different to you. Yeah. Alan, my 8-year-old is 4'9". Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, unless you got a curvy 8-year-old who's going to pass herself as an adult woman, I don't know that that many people will be able to get their heads around that.
Is 4'7", like... Does that qualify you as a little person?
Oh, I think it does.
I think 4'10 is the cutoff.
Yeah, like really? I think my mother-in-law is 4'11", and she's short.
I think it's 4'10". I cheered with a couple girls who were like, it's a disability, like legally disabled. This is years ago. This is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But there were girls that got like special scholarships and stuff like that for being so short.
I was reading an article on the rise of millennial nuns.
Bless you.
How many
none
young
of us want kids?
How many young women or can't afford them or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, but boy, a lot of people don't want kids. They don't go into the clergy, but they're like after a half a century of decline of women joining, the clergy, the millennial nuns. There are more and
free
more
rent.
Right,
right. Now, whether or not there's still nuns in 10 years is another thing altogether. But you know, it was fascinating. Girls that are like, they do just about all the normal things that girls would do. They're on Instagram, they're kind of doing, they're living their life.
Can you be on Instagram and be a nun?
But they're deadly serious about the Lord.
Can you do that?
I read a whole big thing on it, yeah.
At Sister Mary Clarence? Can you be?
Can't be on Tinder.
Right.
They said, in the 20th century, Catholicism lost more people than any other organized religion in the world.
Because it protects your kids.
There's plenty of religions touching kids. They haven't cornered the market. They've just gotten the most bad press about it. They haven't cornered the market, though. So a lot of you, they're trying to get dudes to become priests for a long time. And they said, you know, it was pretty steady, pretty static, the number of nuns that they had. But now they've got tons of 20-somethings that are going into religious life.
I want to see some nuns dabbing. Like, they're like, all right. Welcome.
Good for them. There's websites you can go to that kind of tell you what vocation might be best for you.
Man, they took Handmaid's Tale seriously.
Right. If the Handmaid's Tale to you was an awful show, except you walked away going, you know, the fashion is pretty good.
You know what?
I do like that. That's my main takeaway from this.
Wear more bonnets.
Yeah, that is a good look.
I still have never seen a nun in person.
I don't know that I have either.
I've never seen
I'm sure I've seen them like walking. Maybe not.
No, I've never seen one. It's scary.
They taught me for a decade plus.
That's scary.
And I never, the youngest one we had, because I'm old enough where some of the nuns were still had men's names. That's how patriarchal the church is. They had to have men's names.
Oh, wow.
So I had Sister John, Sister Anthony was our principal. They, you know.
That's weird.
But
that's
remember the youngest nun we had, and when they were in the habits, it was very difficult to tell how old they were.
Yeah.
Right? Because without hair or any other defining characteristics,
just
the face. And if you get a really
Do they see their chin or just their lips? Is their chin out?
Yeah. It's just like around kind of the curvature of their face. But the youngest nun we had was kind of cute.
Because she was 30 years younger.
Well, I think.
Yeah.
Like, we never saw him in public. She spoke mostly Italian. So there was a little bit of a language barrier there. Mm. But what do they got to know? You know, A, B, C, D, F. But I think she was a lot younger than the other nuns. But she's real cute. And when you're in high school and you're foaming up, you know, you're kind of like, well, you know.
You know, foaming up. That's better or worse than horned up?
That's worse.
I think it's better.
Horned up is at least a little funny.
Horned up is, they're both funny.
Foaming up. Foamed
you
up.
You laughed.
Well, foamed up, yeah.
Foamed up.
Foamed up.
I can picture it better.
Yeah.
Foamed up is like, oh, I'm horny.
You're...
Foamed up has a visual aspect to it.
Well, I'm trying to create visuals here, man.
It's frothy.
Like, yeah, your brain and your pants are frothy all the time.
I just think of like the edge of a polluted river. Where like, you know what I mean? Like at
the
Cedar
froth?
Yes!
Or the top of a hot tub after like a bunch of people have been in it.
Band-aid or something.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, if you count yourself among the millennial nuns, God bless. That was an amazing story that I read. I had no idea. So we could be on the verge of a society where there's all kinds of fine young things walking around. And I don't even think the habits, as they used to be, are that. I think they might have
loosened up the,
broken that, if you pardon the pun. Yeah, I think they'd kind of a lot more undercover nuns walking around.
I'd watch that movie.
You want to join us? 800-348-1007. 35192. Send me a text. Use Corona as the keyword search. Get all the details on how you can join us Saturday, August the 10th. Not that far off. For the 7th annual Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise, there will be 2 ticket stops for you this Thursday. 1 hour with the MMS Street Team. That'll be 4 to 5 in the afternoon at the True North on Royalton Road. And then I will be out for a couple of hours Thursday night. 7 to 9, I'll be at the Brew Garden in Strongsville, giving away passes for this year's Corona Cruise. We got Corona and food and live music from Yacht Rock Cleveland. But you have to win your way on. So there are multiple ways you can do that. Use the keyword Corona at AlanCoxShow.com. Next chance for you to win tickets here on the show is going to be at 5:20 today. But a couple of chances for you if you are out and about on Thursday. That tiny girl texted me back and said, I get catcalled a lot, so I don't think I'm ugly. I'm a virgin due to religious reasons. I'm not married, so no sex.
So that's your... Okay.
Well, I get that. Christians. I mean,
that's why she's a virgin then.
Well, she didn't say that in her initial text.
Oh, she said, is height that big of a deal?
That's right.
What she was asking.
That's right. Also, the midget cutoff is 4'9". See, short people know all of the rules and regulations. They've looked into all this.
They're like, am I a midget? Nope.
I'm proud of my height because it makes me unique. And you'd be surprised at some of the perks I've gotten.
So, well, I don't understand.
You always win at limbo? Like, what perk?
How low can you go? You don't understand what?
I don't understand. Like, it's not. I don't understand bringing up the virginity thing if you know it's by design because of your religion.
Right.
Like, guys will want to date you. Are guys not even wanting to date you? That's different.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just reading what she wrote me. Also, you know, a lot of people want to make sure that if Poundcake does end up with Leonard the Finger Monkey, that you really kind of know that animal pretty well before you just out and out purchase one. Because, of course, there was that woman had her face eaten off by a chimp years ago.
But that was a chimp. A finger monkey, I don't think, can do that much damage. It's tiny.
See, that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they lure you in to the finger monkey industrial complex. Next thing you know, you're falling asleep, and this thing, it starts small, like the monkey itself, all right? It starts small. I've watched documentaries on this. I was watching ID Discovery, and it's so funny you bring this up. I was just watching the other night. This woman had a tiny monkey, might have been a macaque, for all I know. A tiny monkey starts out small, right? You go to sleep, nibbles off a couple of your eyelashes. You don't think anything of it. You're not going to miss them, necessarily. Ladies can fill them right back in, right? But the next thing you know, you wake up. Now it's got the taste. So the next night you go to sleep, takes a couple of more eyelashes off. Now I'm assuming, Poundcake, as a red-blooded American male, you're somewhat attached to your eyelashes.
Yeah, sure.
In an existential sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you wake up, and this monkey, now it's really got the taste, but it's not satisfied with a couple eyelashes, right? So you wake up, now you're missing an eyelid. The sun rises and you go, why is it so bright in here?
How would I not wake
because
up?
You're a heavy sleeper. Don't interrupt me, Poundcake, all right? You wake up, you only have one eyelid. Now you ain't going to grow that back. Now you're relegated to wearing sunglasses all the time. Mm-hmm. And then people get the wrong idea because they think, oh, Poundcake thinks he's so cool. He's got those original Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator sunglasses. And he's wearing them all the time and telling everybody about them. But they don't understand your struggle. That your finger monkey chewed off one of your eyelids because you did not do your diligence in investigating if finger monkeys enjoy eyelid flesh. I'm just saying, this is a very real possibility that I'm laying out
okay,
for you.
Okay, so go on 7 dates before I buy the monkey.
That's right.
I got it.
That's right. You want to court it a little bit.
Sure.
Yes.
It's not going to get any taste from me.
You don't want to stroke a parrot on the first date.
Correct.
That's right. And you certainly don't want to.
7 dates.
7 dates.
And then break up.
There you go.
And then break up.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
hey. Detroit is the most stressed city in the United States. I believe Mike Polk said it best. He updated for the All-Star Game his Cleveland tourism video where he extols the virtues of Cleveland and says, well, at least we're not Detroit. Right? That's always been the rallying cry for many years among Mike Polk fans.
Welcome to Cleveland, you Major League All-Stars. Spend all your money and have fun while you're here. It could be worse. You could be in Detroit. Still not Detroit.
Right, still not Detroit. And there are a lot of people who take umbrage with that because they go, hey, Detroit is on the climb. All right? Big things are happening in Detroit. Doesn't mean any... It's not lies. Land's cheap, so you got a lot of like startups and companies investing money in Detroit.
Bodies underneath it.
Maybe so, but you dig them out.
That's all of America.
Yeah, that's right. So what if you got a couple of poltergeists going around your app development warehouse?
Yeah, you just also have ghost tours there.
Yeah.
You got to market. You got to take advantage of what you have.
The digital ghost tours of Detroit.
There you go.
Well, I happen Royal to Oak. That's not Detroit.
You're right.
You are not in Detroit. But I have
a
great affinity for Detroit. Well, sure. Once you get outside the city, they're less stressed.
Yeah.
In concentric circles, they get less stressed. So thank God we are not the most stressed city in the country.
We are
number two. So congratulations,
really?
Cleveland. We got narrowly beat. We beat.
You know what?
Here's it's what, not Detroit. Here's it's not number
thought.
One.
Here's my thought on this from a selfish comedy standpoint. I do believe that those kind of people make the best comedy audiences. I'm telling you, that's why people from Cleveland and Detroit and places like that have such great senses of humor.
They need entertainment.
Because they need it. They're
well,
like,
they need entertainment, and they also they know what hard times really are.
Right.
So it's not like
so they can make fun of the other stuff.
Yeah, they
can
be like, I've seen some dark days. You saying things on stage into a microphone isn't as
you're not
bad
gonna offend
as,
me.
As an entire company leaving a city completely crippled.
Right, ruining our whole entire life.
They
whatever.
They listed the 182 most stressed cities in the country. Fremont, California came in dead last. So if you are one of our listeners in Fremont, I don't know if we have a bureau chief there, but I assume I never hear from you because you're out doing something completely stress-free. But Cleveland is number two. We are, according to this
like
list,
it's not that stressful to live here.
It's
we
not.
Are, yeah, but we no, but I mean, they're talking about like Cleveland, which
okay.
is what they talk about. Yeah. I mean, I live in Bay Village.
Yeah, I'm in
you guys live
River,
in Lakewood, yeah. Right. I mean, they're talking about Cleveland.
Really
you know?
Close to Cleveland.
I'm in Cleveland.
Well, yeah, but you got to think too, man. Think about when you're driving down Detroit Road, the part of Detroit Road in between Ohio City and Lakewood.
Yeah,
that's what they're talking about, and
I
then
understand.
Vice versa on the
but
east side as well.
There's still a lot of other stuff in there, and I don't know.
According to this list, we are more stressed than Newark, for God's sake.
Because they still are like a couple hours drive from New York City, so you can
Newark?
Just...
It wasn't
no,
even
Newark's
that far. It's like
Newark's right across the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
you can get to New York City.
You can de-stress in the big city. Do something.
Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark for 7 years. The city is so bad, he's happier right now talking about Trump than running Newark. That's how bad that city is. You can smell Newark when you get close to
Could
it.
Could you get lost there?
I lost that one.
Did you guys see when I tagged you when I was in New York?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was driving this, yeah. Stuck at Newark forever.
Yeah. Lost that one. Jesus Christ on the cross.
I wanted to let you have that
one. See? It's Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Grab some by the bottle. Burp your soul out.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw that in the marketing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Now,
that was worse than yours, man.
That was worse. That was a worse girthy burp.
I wanted to take over.
Good. Yeah. Take it. I don't want it.
You don't want the girthy
302.
Burps?
But it sneaks out. It starts to gurgle up your throat, and then you're like, this is just going to happen. There's nothing I can do.
And,
what?
They sound
similar. We'll have
to
have a girth off yesterday.
A girth off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Tomorrow.
Need
more caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Pepsi helps you time travel, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, where was I? That
doesn't,
one.
Doesn't matter.
Newark. Oh, right.
Newark.
Yeah. Newark.
Oh, Santa
elderly
City.
Mom back home to England was a nightmare, and tonight he's putting the blame on United Airlines.
That man claims United left his mother stranded for hours, never picked up the phone to let him know. Marcella Robertson brings us the story.
Stephen Williams dropped his mother off here at the airport. She had been visiting from England. She was flying.
This probably isn't the woman. I don't think that woman was English. She was stuck in Newark forever. So Detroit, anyway, congratulations. I know we have a lot of bureau chiefs there. The most stressed city. So Detroit, Cleveland, Newark, Baltimore, Philly, St. Louis, Cincinnati. So glad St. Louis made the list, finally got their props. St. Louis is a hole and very stressful to live there, but they're still trying to get it going. They're trying to make people happy. And do whatever they got to do.
What's so terrible about it? Like, why is it so stressful?
St. Louis?
Yeah, I've never been, so I don't know. I just drove through it.
It's all meth and racial intolerance and, you know, like, people in the North who still wish they were living in the South and all kinds of
that
stuff.
That arch doesn't bring in a good revenue. It doesn't bring in a lot of money to the community.
They got that
Not
crazy
enough.
City museum there.
It's cool. Like I've been to the arch. It's a.
Can you go in it?
Yeah, you can go in it. You go up
it,
and it's fun.
Yeah, but that's not going to save your city.
No, it does not.
The arch. No.
The gateway to the West.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's their claim to fame, just like ours is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or WMMS. Like every city has to have this stuff.
What?
What? You know, the Rock Hall or WMMS.
No, when people think of Cleveland, they think of the home of rock and roll.
People who live here say that. I don't know if other people think about that. I mean, when I wasn't living in Cleveland, I never thought of Cleveland as the home of rock and roll. I mean, like, you know, that's something that you're going to kind of tag on because you have the Rock Hall Museum there. But there's about a dozen cities around the country that call themselves the home of rock and roll because, like, Elvis was born in Tupelo and, you know, who knows? But we do have the Rock Hall Museum here.
Mm-hmm. I want to go
Hall
back.
Of
I
got hit up.
I mean, that's all we have.
One of our listeners that was at my appearance on Thursday night said, "Hey, come through, bring the group. We can do a tour." Because you said you haven't been forever.
I've been one time as an adult.
Yeah, I haven't been since in like 10 years.
Wait, I want to go.
Yeah, we can all go.
Okay.
I mean, Alan, if you want to go,
I've been.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been just for the museum. It's always a thing there.
Well, you should check it out. There's some East Side kids, by the way. Channel 5 did an interesting story on this. Some East Side kids who are being taught classical instruments. They're being taught to play instruments through hip-hop.
Oh, I was going to say viola.
Because this Lil Nas X, oh, the kids mm-hmm. love him.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
He walked into one class last year, and the kids went bananas.
I don't think that was last year. That was in Mayfield Heights.
It was a couple months ago.
That was a couple months ago.
Like 2 months ago.
I register time differently.
Are you drinking Pepsi?
So that is a year to me. The Lexington Bell Community Center, East Side in Cleveland, Ohio, making national news that they are teaching these kids instruments using hip-hop music. And the kids are going to perform at Severance Hall.
Mm.
Listen closely. And you might realize you've heard this tune before.
By the way, I don't ever watch, with all due respect, I just don't ever watch Channel 5. But they've got some foxy reporters over there. They got this Indian girl named Homa Bash. Have you seen Homa Bash?
I know Homa Bash.
Holy cannoli. She was the one who did this piece. Ooh, she's nice looking.
I never watch any local news. I can't remember.
I'll click her on a local news, but like somehow 5 always kind of, you know, gets under my radar.
Hey, well, it's the middle porridge, man. 3, 5, and
middle porridge. Work that into your next promo package. Channel 5.
Played on a classical guitar, it is not Beethoven or Bach. It's Lil Nas X. Come on, you know the song. Old Town Road. The kids here at the Lexington Bell Community Center are learning through art and through music.
Just try that last part, the 2, start on the 2nd fret.
I can't do it.
yeah, you can. Put your finger here.
And learning a lot more than just how to pluck these strings.
So keep practicing that. You got it now.
We're teaching the kids how to play classical instruments, but teaching them hip-hop records, as well as how to write their own lyrics and poetry.
Combining hip-hop and classical music.
Gonna take my car to the grocery store.
It is local.
To the grocery store.
I love it.
You're gonna hip it up for the kids. So they're doing... You play the viola, right, Punky?
I played viola.
I like how every artist now is trying to jump on this let's do country bandwagon. This Lil Nas X thing, which is just lightning in a bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a Cardi B song, right? Now everybody's walking out, cowboy hat.
Old Town Ho.
Hey. No.
Sure.
That's been around for a while. I remember Nelly did like Tim McGraw.
Well, like, but that was like 100 years ago. Again. Yeah, I know,
that
but that was
forever ago.
Yeah.
I do
just saying, Lil Nas X is not the first.
No, I'm not saying he's the first. I'm saying that now
but
all these other people who
mm-hmm.
are kind of like hitting a bit of a plateau, they're like, throw a cowboy hat and get this kid in the studio.
I was like, why is Cardi B in this?
Right.
Where'd she come from?
The song's called Rodeo. I know. He's like, ow. I'll pop these out and then I'll put a cowboy hat on. Everybody paying attention to me again.
Oh, Kerr, with a twang. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, Kerr.
Fried ochre.
Anyway, so, yeah, good for them.
Going to have some
sex.
Cardi B is hoping to trademark the very specific way she says okay, and we're not kidding.
Do it.
I can't.
Try it.
Okay.
Mm.
I really am excited to see like who Lil Nas X when he gets a boyfriend, like who he'll parade around. I can't wait. I hope it's like some young white twink just to make all the white people mad because now their kids love him. He's a black and gay hip hop / pop country star.
Yeah, but I like all the other hip hop guys who are like, "Hey man, that's cool you came out, but you shouldn't have did that."
Why?
Because
they're
like,
that?
"Good luck with the hip hop crowd. You are going to have to exist solely in one of these worlds."
Yeah, but he's got such a young crowd that
that's
they
what
don't
I'm saying.
Care.
They don't right. care.
Like his crowd is very young.
They'll kids bop his songs anyways.
They're so open.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted. I don't know if it was Roy Wood or somebody. was funny. God, who was it? They were like, rappers should retire their names like jerseys, because this kid came along and saw Lil Wayne and Nas, and so he's like, just give me a little bit of each one of those, yeah, and named himself Lil Nas X.
Yeah, you got Lil Wayne, you got Nas, and you
DMX.
Have DMX.
Yeah, he's like, give me a little bit out of each one of those.
You sent me the DMX trailer for...
The Yesterday parody.
Yesterday parody that was DMX. That was amazing.
Yeah, white kid who... Yeah. Nobody's ever heard of DMX, so he just recreates all of his songs.
I'm on that good milk and applesauce. Like, that's how they kids bop everything now.
Sure, yeah. And I wouldn't know the real words anyway, so if I heard it, I'd be singing the kids bop version.
Like, what is the point of making a hip-hop song and then putting it on kids bop? Like,
because you get money for it.
That kids bop is just a sausage factory for those albums.
You just can't do that. You can't take out every other curse word and make it like animal crackers.
But
or
you can. Because it doesn't matter, because the kids love it.
Oh my gosh, it's so dumb.
And no one watches things more repeatedly than little kids. Little kids, like,
over in a same video.
One of the reasons
Lil
Nas X blew up so big is because that was like a nursery rhyme type song that kids will listen to again and again.
It
up to like 100 million views in weeks.
My niece, she doesn't like to wear underwear. That's her thing. She just doesn't like the way they feel. It's fine. She's going through a thing right now.
Like aunt, like niece.
Yeah, right. And she's saying, she told my sister, she's like, the only way I'll wear underwear is if they're JoJo Siwa brand, which is some YouTube girl who has songs that sound like that she just watches on repeat. So it's like, not only is it, this is going to sell records, those people, like, it's insane the amount of reach that these
people have. Having brand loyalty for underwear because you like a song.
Because she likes this song that this girl who is like 10, this 10-year-old girl who sings on YouTube and is dressed up, dancing around like a cheerleader, and she's like, I love her so much, those are the only underwear I'll wear.
Hi guys, I'm Alan Cox, and I only wear Lamb of God condoms. Very strange. Lil Nas X, by the way, Time Magazine has named him one of their 25 most influential people on the internet.
It's true. Wow. It's true.
I believe it, according to Time Magazine.
And I think it's very good that he came out and is not worried about the hip-hop scene. He's just going to... Will he be a one-hit wonder? Maybe. But
he's at least
taking a step. But, I mean, it happens all the time.
And
the
thing
is, he might not have another radio hit, but because of the access that you have now, people will listen to him even if it's not on the radio.
He'll become a cultural figure.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
He has the longest running number one debut single of all time.
Nice.
There you go.
Good for him.
Except nobody was paying attention until Billy Ray Cyrus came in the mix, right? Like,
the country
that blew him up.
Yeah. I mean, he's still not on like the popular country stations and stuff. Like, I do not hear that song on country radio.
Well, because
they play that song on like hit stations.
They didn't play it on hip hop radio either.
Yeah, it's making its rounds on like top 40 stations.
That's why I'm so excited for him, because the country people don't like him because he's successful without them, and they're pissed off about that.
Yeah, well,
They have a brand of jeans that are dedicated to him, and certain retailers won't hold it because people were pissed off about it.
Right. Well, that's what Billy Ray Cyrus did. He was like, well, they're not going to tell me you can't put me on a country station, you know what I mean? And then did the remix with him. But, it's not normally on country stations.
Get a nice, like, heiress young twink and just put it in everybody's face. Sit courtside all booed up. Ooh, I can't wait. I want him to win. You go, Lil Nas X, you go.
Oh, boy. Lil Nas X.
I can't wait.
You know, sooner or later, even Lil Romeo became Romeo. Even Lil Bow Wow became Bow Wow.
He's going to be Nas X.
He's going to be Nas X. I don't know what to do. Well, anyway, Mazel Tov, young man.
Data Kardashian.
I'm going to have... Rob. I would have to be Rob.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Fat Rob.
I was like, he's not a little twink.
Little Twinkies.
We've all got something inside of us that makes us unique. Just make sure it doesn't get stuck there. The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
+35192 if you want to send me a text. AlanCoxShow.com for everything else. The live video stream is there. Chat room is part of that if you want to follow along there. And use the promo code, for people who are asking, use the promo code ALLSTAR through the month of July for 20% off whatever you want to get at CLE Clothing Company. Very simple. If you want to do it online, you go to cleclothingco.com, and you can still use the promo code ALLSTAR. 20% off whatever you want. They're always dropping some new items there. They got some MMS retro gear, all kinds of red and blue for you. God, speaking of auto racing, there was a great clip of this. I've had it, and now I'm trying to find it. Great clip of this dude who I guess is just like a local Evel Knievel, and he's trying to jump his car over a giant stack of cars, except he hits the very top car and just flips his car over.
Ooh, that's not good.
And but the audio is from his friends who are watching in the crowd, and they're like, oh, everything okay? And his friends are in the crowd, and they're like, oh, God, that sucks. Like, they weren't all that concerned. Oh, here it is. This is in Canada, and the event was called Eve of Destruction. And there's a local daredevil named Jumpin' Jake Podan. And he wanted to jump a stack of cars, but he slams right into the top car.
The first one?
Yeah, yeah. And then kind of, well, the top one, so he doesn't clear it.
Oh.
And then he kind of, like, belly flops his car over. And his friends were, like, really casual about it in the audience. You know, normally you'd be like, oh, my God, because there's people running out through the infield to see if the guy's okay, and his car has just fallen off this huge stack of other cars, and his friends didn't seem all that concerned.
I hate when he does this.
Well, at least he landed, okay. God, I hate when he does this.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, where did I find this?
Like he retweeted something racist. I hate when he does this.
He orders one more drink than he wants. I found it on News Flare. Mm.
Canadian Daredevil.
Yeah. Jumpin' Jake Podan. Didn't clear the stack.
I hate when he does that. I feel like it ages me. Yeah, he didn't spin. That's good.
Is he out? Is he out? At least he didn't spin or anything. You guys want to go get something to eat? Make sure he's okay.
Oh my God.
I see all of his limbs are still attached. Boy, first of all, you got to hand it to a dude like that because that is a long way to go to get laid. When you're, I mean, let's be real. I mean, these are girls watching him in the crowd, and, you know, they're very nonchalant about it. So the fact that none of them, I mean, unless they're really bored by this guy, this might be like the dude who his whole life has been like, I'm going to jump that. He might be Dare guy.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. The kid who did the dares.
Hey, he was also inspired by Duke Kaboom.
Who is that, Toy Story 4?
Toy Story 4.
Yeah. It's Keanu?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Toy Story 4. I haven't seen Toy Story 3.
I haven't either. Oh, I've only seen the first two.
Toy Story 3 rips your heart
Never
out.
Never got around to 3.
3's great.
Yeah. Why? Because okay. it rips
I
your heart
I cry too
out?
Much already. I need that.
It's only one of those places that I can actually get emotions going.
Mm.
I can't do the real life thing, so I have to do it there.
I feel like those Pixar movies are so good and so well written and so produced. Why go for that? Why go for the tears?
Well, it's part because of it. They take you through all
they don't
of
just
the
go,
emotions.
Yeah, they take you through everything.
Yeah, you're sad, you laugh, you do it all.
But I feel like those stories, because they deal with childhood and toys, and everyone can cast their mind back to a time when they were nostalgic, that inherently kind of tugs at your heartstrings. I'm curious why they kind of go the extra mile in that. Like, you could have a perfectly fine film without... Because that's all I hear of those movies. They go, oh my God, you will cry. I'm like, but was it good?
Yeah, they're all good.
They are good. And that's why you cry, because you're so invested in the characters.
I mean, I didn't cry. Well, they're animated toys. I'm not invested in them. But
no, I am
you're
invested.
You are, though. You're invested in the storyline. You are.
Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2. You know, my kids were older kids were much younger. So, you know, I remember playing Toy Story on, like, the N64 or something, you know. Good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't cry.
I didn't cry in the first two. The third one got me, because there's like a scene in that movie where it's just like, damn, it's real emotional.
The last Pixar movie that I really lost it to was Coco. I went and saw that in theaters with my niece, and I was crying harder than she was.
Oh, Coco, I could see, yeah.
Coco was tugging on your heartstrings,
But
man.
I never saw Up.
I never saw Up either.
And that's another one where like, oh, you'll cry.
That one's at the beginning.
But that's always the review of those movies. Didn't see Inside Out.
Inside Out was a really emotional one. I mean, it's all about your emotions.
What was the elephant guy? Bing Bong. Bing Bong.
It was just the whole movie was just
Yeah, I wonder why they're so invested in that, in getting people to cry.
I think it's to help children understand their emotions, to be totally honest with
you. Right, but we're not children.
But it's not adults, for us.
Well, but you're all crying.
But that's how good it is. Yeah. We understand it on a different level. It's to help little kids be like, hey, these are things you're
dealing with. I guess I reject the notion that that means it's good. I mean,
I didn't say it was good because
you said that's why it's good.
No, it's good because it can get you that emotionally invested in it.
Right, but I'm saying you're already there before they go the extra mile and tear jerk you. Like you don't have to cry to be emotionally invested in something.
Right, right. But that's one of those things where it works with the story. So they go, okay, where can we take the story in this moment? So in Inside Out, they have a moment where you have to say bye to a beloved character, and that's...
But that was a movie about emotions.
Yes.
I get that.
So that one...
Toy Story...
Yeah. What about... Well, in Toy Story, it's more...
Because 1 and 2, you didn't cry, remember?
I never saw the third one.
Then they ratcheted it up.
The third one is more... But it's because you've seen those characters go through so much over the years.
But over 20 years. They dole these movies out like every 5, 6, 7, 8 years, mm-hmm. right? So you've already gotten numb to the cowboy and the robot... No, and then they bring another.
Oh my god! Now you're just being annoying.
I wasn't as emotional.
Oh, like, am I?
The new one didn't make me cry.
Okay,
I didn't get as emotional in this one, but there was something about 3, and also it's who you go to see it with. Like when I saw Toy Story 3, I took my kids when they were pretty young to see it, and so like we were all having this moment together where we're like, oh man, are they going to all get incinerated?
Yeah, they almost burned or something, right? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Bananas. But... And then they also get passed on from Andy because he's grown up to like this little girl, and Andy has to say goodbye to his toys. And so you're like, oh, that was like a sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that part didn't. I honestly don't know if I actually did cry.
Did you cry in Lion King?
Alan? I've never seen Lion King.
What?
Cried laughing, right?
No, and when Mufasa dies.
Yeah, the funny part.
You're so stupid.
Well, thanks for spoiling it for me.
I'm done with you in these movies. If you haven't seen them in the last 30 years.
What about Marley?
I mean, I was an adult when they came out.
I didn't cry at Cars or The Incredibles.
Aren't emotional movies. Those are goofy, fun.
So why can't a movie about toys be a goofy, fun movie?
The first two were.
I didn't cry at Wall-E.
I loved Wall-E though.
I've never seen Wall-E.
Wall-E's great.
Didn't cry.
You've never seen Wall-E?
No.
I feel like you would love Wall-E.
I probably would. Yeah.
I didn't cry at Finding Nemo because they found Nemo.
They found Nemo.
Yeah. I cried at the beginning. Like, the first time I saw it, I cried at, like, the beginning.
Oh, when his mom dies?
Yeah.
I would have cried at Flushing Nemo.
He does. He goes down the drain. All drains lead to the ocean.
All right.
I almost said pound cake, but it's shark bait, is what he says. I almost said pound cake.
Who's shark bait?
Who's pound cake?
I didn't cry Ratatouille.
That's not a sad one.
Depends on who you are.
I mean, maybe his family.
Listen, I would cry if I had to eat rat food.
Bill said it depends on who you go see it with. Yeah. I went to see Ratatouille with a friend of mine who was a chef. I didn't cry.
I cried when Ursula died.
What? She's a bad guy.
Cheer at that moment.
No,
dumb.
I wanted her to kill everybody. Dumb.
What's wrong with you?
Poundcake enjoys those movies for a very different reason than everybody else does.
The villains were my favorite, like Jafar, Ursula.
So you rooted for the villains.
Cruella de Vil, yeah.
Why was that?
You rooted for Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, I wanted a nice Dalmatian coat.
How gay he was as a little kid.
He's like, how dare
you stop this fashion statement?
Who's that bitch with a coat? She's my favorite character.
Matter of fact, I used to go outside and pick up twigs, so I would imitate the long cigarette holder that she would have, so I'd just be like, Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil.
Yep.
Wow.
So I walk
she
on
doesn't
there.
Scare you.
I would have my mom scrubs on from the night before, making that like a long trench coat, and they have
gross.
Like a stick.
Her night before scrubs?
No, like she would have them hanging up in the closet, like not the night before scrubs, but
I was gonna say because night before scrubs, those might have some stuff on them.
What I missed,
the worst.
Ew, just like pus, like bodily fluids. I missed. I feel like Disney and Pixar got away from the like musicals for a while. Like when we were growing up, all the classics were all had songs in them, and then they were away from them for a while. Like Incredibles didn't. He sang Cars like that.
But those aren't Disney animated classics. Those are Pixar movies.
But then like Frozen had music. Moana has music. Like,
but those aren't Pixar movies. Those are different.
Wait.
Yeah, you're talking the difference between Disney movies and Pixar movies.
I thought they came together.
They merge together on certain movies, but yeah.
Only on certain
when
movies.
When Pixar is involved, there's no musicals. They just...
Frozen's a Pixar movie?
No.
I think that's DreamWorks.
Really?
Yeah.
Same with Moana?
Right. I think they might be under the same umbrella now, company-wise. Yeah. But yeah, I think Moana...
But like, Pixar's its own studio. Like, the MCU is its own thing.
Like, when my daughter was younger, I took her to see Brave. I think that was a Pixar movie.
Yeah,
that felt very, like, classic Disney-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of the Pixar movies have... You're right. Okay, so that was what it was. Those ones don't have the
they're
songs.
They're just the effects.
And why'd you get that wrong?
Because I'm a dumb bitch.
Thank you.
that was a quick one. Hit that bell with the quickness.
Uh-huh. Well, she knows the right answer.
I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
That I would sit in Newark forever.
It's a gross clip, though. I gotta find a clean...
A little grimy.
That lady's dead, by the way, so she's not going to care what I do. That was 5 years ago, and she's not stuck in Newark forever.
Who told you she was dead?
I found her obituary when I was looking for that clip.
Old bitch. Oh, Eric.
Jesus.
No, she was like 78 years old.
It's pretty old.
I guess. Means I only have 30 years left.
Does that make you sad?
It makes me cry like a Pixar movie,
ooh,
Mary, to think about it.
No, we'll be singing like it's Disney over here.
Yeah, I know.
JK.
Yeah. JK.
JK.
Jesus. Alan, I cried during Endgame. Does that count?
I did too.
Here's the thing about those movies.
Yeah,
is that
it counts for something.
I don't know any of them, but I feel like those are other ones that are pretty good at tugging on your emotions,
oh, yeah, they know
too.
How to do it.
So I don't have to have seen any prior movie and I'll sit down and be like,
yeah.
If they made a Pixar movie that was nothing but
crying,
Marines surprising their kids in a high school gymnasium, or the mom throws out the first pitch and the catcher is her son who's a Marine. I will lose it. I cannot watch those.
If I have chills, dude. I legitimately have chills.
Deployed story.
Deployed story. I lose it at those. I can't watch those.
I have chills on my arms right now.
Can't watch those.
I happy cry.
I like those, though. I like to feel that.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
No. Huh?
You happy cried at Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, Bill was with us, I think. It was
Bill, the live
action one?
Bill, Erica, and I, and we were
all had like a full giant movie squad for that one.
Yeah, and so me and Erica both cried at the end, and I have a feeling I'm going to cry when I see the live action Lion King.
I'm sure I will.
I heard the new Lion King is like, because a lot of times they'll change it up a little bit, so you get a little something
shot
extra.
For shot.
It's like shot for shot.
Good. Yeah, that's what I want.
Thing.
But I was also reading a thing. They were like, this is the difference between movies and video games. Because this Lion King movie, they're like, yeah, it looks awesome, but everybody's got dead eyes in this thing. So if you're really looking to be... I'm sure it'll still plug the same heartstrings, but I haven't ever seen the Lion King, so...
It's a classic, man.
I haven't seen it on... And I'm hoping that this remains an unbroken streak. I've never seen the film. I've never seen it on Broadway.
I used to play the video game. That was like one of my favorite Nintendo games.
That was a hard game.
It was hard, but it was the best.
I never played the video game.
I had that on my Sega Game Gear.
Oh, I had it on Nintendo. I would always play it at my cousin's house. That was like we would play that or Aladdin. Both games.
Really
difficult.
Hard. Yeah.
And like the one level was always like, you got to get past. It was one where you had to roar at the monkeys to turn them the right way when they're in the trees. Anybody?
I have no idea.
It was impossible because each one you could turn one way or the other. And there was like 40 monkeys that you had to all get facing the right way because they would throw you. It was nuts. Mm-hmm.
They throw you like poop.
Yeah, only you're a little balled up lion, little Simba.
I have skipped all the... There used to be a hibachi joint around the corner from me years ago called the Frying King. Wouldn't go in there.
Couldn't even do it.
I can see you getting pissed.
I've skipped all of it.
I remember there was
have chicken and some
bread. Yeah.
I remember there was a viral video going around of like the Broadway Lion King crew like traveling to Europe or something like that to put on a show. And so it was... People were filming them singing on their flight. I just thought of you, like, if you were on that flight, you would be like, all right, shut the hell up. I don't care.
Who?
You.
No, I don't yell at people. I mean,
but they were
do whatever
singing,
you want to do. I would be.
I don't know. I saw Old Allen.
I'd be suffering.
Old Allen wants to scream.
Yeah, 12-hour flight.
I'd be suffering in silence. But I also realize that most people do like those things. I get it. Just because I don't doesn't mean everybody else. It's just me. You know, I'd have my noise-canceling headphones on, and I'd be fine. There are ways around that.
They were singing the entire flight. They're like, wow, look how wonderful they are. I'm like,
the entire flight?
That's what they said.
Oh, no.
People were on the flight, and they were like, nope. Wow, they just cheered everyone up. Everyone was having a bad day.
I would charge that cockpit like 9/11 if an entire... if a group of people were singing the whole plane ride.
In African, too.
Nope.
So they're speaking Swahili while on the flight.
Well, I don't care what they're singing in. If they're singing the whole time... I enjoy Ladysmith Black Mambazo as much as the next guy, but
deception.
Give me a break.
Discrehe.
Just ask people if it's okay if you do that.
Ain't so worried.
I'd rather have a drunk woman screaming and hurling things at people than have a cappella group singing for an entire flight
overseas.
But at least
they sound good.
They sound fantastic.
At the initial whatever, and you go, oh, this is great. And then you realize it's not ending anytime soon. You're like,
this is
dude.
A song that never ends.
I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves. Right. Everybody's nerves.
Alan, I've never watched an episode of Seinfeld. It's the same as you not watching The Lion King.
Seinfeld's butt.
Not exactly the same. He's too young for Seinfeld. I don't expect him to enjoy Seinfeld. It occupies a very specific moment in time.
A listener gave me the box set of Seinfeld that I still haven't dove into yet.
Why would
delved
you?
Into?
They're going to. They're dropping the
dived
new.
It.
Dived it?
They're dropping the new. the new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It is out this Friday. And he and Ricky Gervais go at it a little bit over whether or not it's okay to laugh at someone's bad joke. You can pretty much figure out how they're going to lay out on this.
I'm going to say,
if someone does a lame joke, I laugh too much.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a sweet
guy. I don't want to make them feel bad.
Oh, I want just the opposite. I want them to feel horrible.
Wow.
But doesn't it bother you that they think they're funny enough to make a joke to make you laugh?
But why shouldn't they?
Because you've spent your entire life in this craft.
But you're treating it like an insult, and it's a compliment that they would love you to laugh at them because they like you so much.
Yes, because it would make them think that they're on the same level, and they're not.
But it's not like someone going up to a doctor and going, can I take your appendix out?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is to
me. Don't do that thing. We're not that important.
Aren't we?
Seinfeld's a dick. I don't like him. I love Jerry Seinfeld, but I disagree with him on that. I think if someone tries to make you laugh
I think it depends.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Like, you know,
I think if you're
doing it for free, Jerry Seinfeld has made billions of dollars telling jokes. He's talking about craft, but if it's a regular person,
if it's someone on the street, just like, hey, not like, let me give you this one. I mean, it's like, okay, I see. Okay, you know, I'll deal with your dad jokes. If it's another comic with a really poorly written joke. I think they're talking about regular people here.
Yeah,
probably.
They're talking about regular people, okay, civilians.
Yeah,
I think
just,
anyone
who's just trying.
I think anyone who tries to make someone else laugh, there's value in that.
Mm-hmm. I think there's times when I would laugh and there's times when I wouldn't laugh.
Right. If it's like not funny, I'm not going
to
laugh.
But if they're just trying to, you know, I make corny jokes constantly on the show. Like,
sure.
So they're like making one back at me. I mean, when people text in, sometimes it's really really funny. Sometimes
little puns.
It's not.
And,
sometimes
yeah.
it's like. Really, like, they know it's a real dad joke.
It's a
joke.
Real groaner, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Sure.
I'm all for dad jokes.
So. All right. Alan, would you feel that way about a Steely Dan sing-along plane ride? I absolutely would. My own wife hates Steely Dan. I mean, I'm not going to subject a whole plane full of people to that.
Like, that's what this plane.
That's
please.
What headphones are for. Yeah, that's right. I don't want to do your dirty work.
Is this my ride again?
I would
crash
just be like,
again.
Can you crash it in the sea? So I don't have to listen to this. However that song goes.
What the hell song was that?
They have that song.
I got dozens of songs. Which one was that?
No, it's the one.
I don't know the name of that.
Oh, the one. Okay.
What's their biggest hit?
Name it. They've had a.
I don't know the name of their songs.
Oh, Do It Again was one. The Motley Crue thing I played. The mashup was Deacon Blues. A Bad Sneaker. Black Friday.
Something like that.
What?
Feel It in the Breeze or something in the.
Oh, Reeling in the Years.
Reeling in the Years. Yeah.
Sounds like an old
Crashing in the Sea.
An old dad song.
It is an old.
Well, I'm an old dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that.
What?
You don't have to, like.
He likes some hip stuff, too.
I like what I like. Who am I trying to impress?
Ugh.
If you want to join us, or 800-348-1007. 35192. Want to send me a text? You can go to alancoxshow.com if you want to watch the show. The live stream is there. If you want to use the keyword Corona, get all the details on joining us because you have to win your way on for the 7th annual Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise. Going out August the 10th. It's a Saturday afternoon on board the Nautica Queen. The next couple of ticket stops, if you want to come out and try to win, there are going to be two of them on the same day. This Thursday, MMS Street Team is going to be at True North from 4 until 5. While we're on the air, you got a shot to win with them. That is on Royalton Road. The info is at alancoxshow.com. And then Thursday night, I will be at the Brew Garden in Strongsville from 7 to 9. So there are 3 hours on Thursday, two different locations, at which you can try to get yourself on the Corona Cruise. So there's food, and there's Corona, and live music from Yacht Rock Cleveland. It's a lot of fun. And then if you see, like, the Corona display at one of the retailers, there'll be a code word on there, and you can enter that at alancoxshow.com to try to get on board, too. We'll all be there.
Yes, we will. I'm excited.
We'll it's all very be there. Fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean,
so
it's
much fun.
Yeah. It is too brief of an afternoon. You know, Nautica Queen is a busy organization.
My
you
sister
know?
Just texted me and was like, hey, am I eligible to win tickets on that? Like, she really wanted to go. I said there's an air-conditioned floor with food readily available.
Yeah, you could probably get her a couple of tickets.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, yeah, man, you got to call in. It's
you got a connection.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
You should say, well, you're actually not eligible because you're related to me, so
I know.
You can't win.
That's
so,
what she was texting me. Yeah, she was genuinely concerned about it. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to go. Like, but it will be fun.
You can go! And you, and you, and you. So, still plenty of ways for you to win. Here on the show, I will have the next pair for you at 5:20 this afternoon. If you listen to the show on iHeartRadio from out of state, let me know where you do that. We have a big old map if you watch the live stream. It is right behind Bill. Those are all of our bureau chiefs, the people who listen all throughout North America, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Debbie listens in Ventura, California. Scott is a new bureau chief in Sophia, North Carolina.
Oh, I'm trying to find where's Ventura? I don't think you have the
Ventura line. Highway in the springtime.
Oh, Ace Ventura.
I'll figure it out. That's right. Michael listens in Colorado Springs.
Try to do it like a weatherman. He's pointing at it, but don't look at the map. Only look at the screen.
The green screen? Yeah.
I'm saying only look at your screen.
Well, okay.
Your camera green screen there?
You have no idea where Colorado is.
I know where Colorado is. It's this one right here. It's very small, too.
Yeah. And farther north than I always think it is, too. I always think... Yeah, I always think of Colorado. Farther down.
I thought Colorado was up by, like, Canada for a long time.
Ruby is in San Antonio, Texas.
All right, San Antonio's probably...
San Antonio.
I also have to, like... I'm doing it, like, I have to go backwards. Like, I can find it, but it's hard to... Like...
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Give me another. It's fun, though.
He looks so dumb.
Brian is in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
All right. Pennsylvania's up this way.
There you go. The Keystone State.
You're pointing at Illinois.
Yeah. That would be, right. It would border our own state.
You're not even close.
But I am close. According to my camera, I'm around that area. Here, you try it.
No.
Yes, you better try it.
Okay.
Get over there. Point at a map.
This is your weather lady demo
your head
right here.
Is so big. Hold on. Don't
that's what she that. Said.
Put it on my story. This is so big, dude. I can't. All right. All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Hold on. I got to get out of the way. All right.
356.
All right.
Let's see. Charles is in Richfield, Utah.
This is way harder than it looks.
I think that's what he was trying to tell you.
Yeah. Right here.
That's not even close to Utah.
Right there. There's Utah.
No.
Picture
no.
in Arizona.
Utah's one of these four.
Yeah.
It's this one.
No.
No.
This one.
Yeah.
Okay, found it.
There next. You go. All right, there's next. Utah. Utah's always farther south than I think it is, too.
I
suck at geography, so I always think Utah borders Idaho, but
that's
Montana.
I know it's one of the four that connect. That's what I know.
All right. Kevin is a bureau chief in Jamestown, New York.
Okay.
I Bill's been there.
Yeah.
Bill could find Jamestown with his eyes closed.
Right here.
See,
Now, you were making fun of me for
this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I can, on the map, it looks
yes,
like what I'm doing.
Yes,
but
it looks better on there.
There we go. There
yeah.
we go.
But now you're like way past it, actually.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We're getting there.
Erica is in Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, boy.
Good luck.
Where's Hawaii? Right here? But then like over here.
Yeah, it's on the carpeted wall. That's yeah. right. Congratulations. Well done. You did it. You did it, everybody.
Come on, because you can all turn around. I feel like.
What he was trying to tell you. Speaking of Okinawa, by the way, there is a restaurant in, again, I don't know if Erica is still there. She was teaching English for a while in Okinawa. I'm not sure if she's still out there, but she's still on my list until I hear otherwise. But there is a restaurant in Okinawa that is banning Japanese people. They say that their own people are way ruder than foreigners. And so they have instituted, this is a ramen restaurant in Okinawa, Japan. And it's been the case for a long time that restaurants in Japan or establishments, many of them would have Japanese-only policies. Like a lot of Japanese places for a long time, I'm sure it's probably changed, but for a long time, they would not serve foreigners. Well, this place is banning native Japanese because they said, we have a better time with foreigners. They're just nicer here.
Well, do you think that they're maybe judgmental? Like, foreign people aren't as judgmental of the food itself because they're not as used to it?
I don't know. Don't know.
Like, it's all a delicacy to them because they're like, oh, I've never had this before.
He said, if you are Japanese but you live abroad, please show us your ID. So they said that the Japanese people who have come to visit them are a little stingier. They don't spend... See, you always have to follow the money. They are stingier than foreigners who come and visit. So he's like, business is down. I can't hang on to these stingy-ass Japanese people anymore. Because they'll come in here, they'll order one bowl of ramen for four of them. I want big, fat foreigners coming in here to eat.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't blame them.
Man, I like ramen.
I do too. I like pho better, I think. Well, our pho, it's superior is so good. That's what I get all the time when I'm like craving it. And I've said this 1,000 times. My one friend who's a chef who actually studied in Japan made me ramen like for the first time that wasn't the top ramen. Mm-hmm. And it was so unbelievable that I'm like, any place I go is just not going to be as good. So mm-hmm. there's to it.
And what is top ramen again?
It is how poor people survive. The little
well, those
packets.
Little those little ramen bricks. I mean, that's considered top ramen.
That's the name of the brand.
It's not. No, it's like
it's called Konichiwa. Top ramen.
Not the ones I've seen. There's some Japanese name on them.
I'm almost positive.
When my son is in town, he likes the shrimp ramen bricks, and there's another brand name there.
I don't mess with the bricks. They have to be in a cup, or I won't eat them.
I don't know what the...
How are you poor Ambushi?
Okay, Marushin
ramen.
So then this might be
Marichan
the,
or whatever,
the
yeah.
off-brand of that, then. They're
okay.
called Top Ramen.
Okay.
You can get a whole pallet of them for like $6.
Oh, so Top is a brand name.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Top. Oh, I see. Top Ramen. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a designation of superior flavor.
No.
Oh.
No, but it's that same like 35 cents
plus,
ramen.
Yeah, plus you're right. The Marushin or whatever.
Yeah, I've only seen those.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
The ones in the cup, it comes with the broth. Like
cup noodle.
It all comes with broth.
No, because I don't think with the regular noodles, like you don't get the brick. Like you're not eating the broth afterwards. You're not pouring that stuff in the stuff that it's made in. Like if you were to put the brick in with the water,
yeah, and then
you're
scooping the packet in.
But you're scooping out the noodles. You're not getting like the
no. You're supposed to eat the whole thing.
Liquid.
Yeah, that's why
you
a lot
don't
of
leave the water in there, or you just eat it as noodles. You drain the water out.
No, I'm saying I like the broth. So if you have
right,
the cup
so you
noodles,
can make it with broth.
Hold on, you put it in a bowl. The noodles, the brick noodles.
I don't eat the brick noodles. The brick noodles are the ones I'm talking about. They come in the cup, like the cup.
Yeah,
noodles.
We know we're on the same page about the cup. If you take the brick noodles and put them mm-hmm. in a bowl,
uh-huh.
and then put the hot
it's
water,
literally
in,
just the
then it's just in a then it's just in a regular bowl. You still get the soup.
It just doesn't taste the same.
It
just doesn't taste the same.
Well, the cups also have the little carrots and
yeah,
peas
and
that I really
peas
enjoy.
And corn and carrots. Yeah.
Those are good.
It's a lot better.
Yes, those dehydrated carrots and corn.
It changes the game changer, man.
They're like Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Yeah. And you talk about Bushi, both of them are like 35 to 90 cents.
Like, the cups are like $1.50 sometimes.
They're not.
They are. You're talking to someone
you're
who almost,
package, yeah.
almost exclusively eats gas station dinners, and you're going to tell me how much
you know
ramen
what?
Costs?
You're right. I'm not going to fight you on this. I'm
yeah,
not going to fight
she
you on this.
Is going to be the elder statesman on this issue.
Please.
And top bitch. Ramen goes to Mary.
Yay! I'm the dumb bitch in this situation. My apologies.
Does top ramen make you gassy? Alan?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't eat it, but I mean, I would imagine that
it's real. It's just salt. It's a salt bomb. That's all it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of MSG or something.
So
in
much.
There.
Yeah. It's one of those things though. Like I got pretty good at making it, where I would make it with a real light broth, so it's almost like a sauce, and then
instead of a soup, yeah,
and then put vegetables and it's like meat in with it.
Now, so,
is it is it safe to say that you would lightly touch it with seasoning?
Yes, I would.
I used to love
just sprinkles it from above.
When I was a kid, my aunt used to let me like boil water, and I used to like
she used to let you boil water, and then she'd throw it in his face when it reached a nice high rolling boil.
Can I boil water?
Yep.
I used to like
wait
to,
till it hits 212, sweetie, and then pour it over your head.
I used to like to pretend to cook, so I would.
But it's only 130.
I would just take salt and just like throw it in, like bam. You know, you have a little catchphrase.
Were you the original Salt Bae? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, I just used to like to imitate. I thought it was fun.
You were Emeril? He was Femeril.
You come up with your own catchphrase, like, Kablooey!
Femeril Legacy.
Kablooey!
Yeah.
All right. But Kapuya.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Kapuya's good, too. Today is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
We allegedly. On the moon.
The greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American public. Am I right?
Yes.
Right.
I thought this was in September. I saw all this buildup. YouTube, actually, for people who care, they were running, they might be running it on a loop, but they were running the live footage of the moon landing.
Yeah, CBS.
CBS with the commercials and everything. It was really cool. Walter Cronkite, and you had to hand it to these people, too, these anchors, who were talking about something highly scientific and something that had never been done before. Now you have, obviously, decades of looking backwards, and you could probably fill in a lot of blanks, and you know, a lot more people in media who might be having covered a lot of NASA stuff over the years might be a little bit better on their feet. But Walter Cronkite doing a pretty good job talking about Apollo 11. This isn't the one Tom Hanks went on, right? That was supposed to be one of the later ones.
Apollo 11 is on the way. Riding that pillar of flame from the Saturn V into the skies out there 250,000 miles away, where the moon is waiting for man's first arrival. Flight to take 3 days, and the spacecraft to reach there on Saturday, the landing to take place on Sunday, and Neil Armstrong to set foot on the moon at 2:21 a.m. on Monday morning. The first critical phase of this flight is over, the launch. They're now in Earth orbit. They are now over the Atlantic, approaching the coast of Africa, and in touch shortly with the Canary Tracking Station, when we may hear some more from them, and then out over Africa, the Indian Ocean, past Australia, and back around for the first trip across the United States. On the second trip around, they will launch themselves out toward the moon itself.
I always think the moon is closer than it is, too. I always think it's like just outside
right.
the Earth.
No, it's right there.
It's right there. I mean, I could jump out and, you know,
throw a lasso around it.
That's right.
It's 500,000 miles away.
No, it's about 240,000 miles.
Oh, it's less than that?
Yeah. But I thought it was closer. I thought it was, I mean, how the hell do you figure out hundreds of thousands of miles in space? But, you know, I thought it was closer than 240,000 miles.
Could you even imagine watching that history?
Imagine being the guy who was still orbiting the Earth when Neil Armstrong's putting his foot down.
I couldn't even, like,
who was the third guy? It was Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong.
And then nobody cares.
Like the third guy who's just orbiting the... I don't even remember who the third guy was.
Just seeing... I think the only thing that comes close in my generation is 9/11. Just seeing... I mean, that's a tragedy, but seeing that type of history get made is...
Michael Collins.
Michael Collins. He wasn't on the moon, but his coffee was warm. That's the headline in this guy. Like, the other two guys were on the... Well, was Buzz Aldrin on the moon with... So Neil Armstrong puts his footprint on the moon. Buzz Aldrin's up there thinking about getting laid when he comes back down. Mm-hmm. Those guys are both dead now, I think. Buzz Aldrin died not long ago. Michael Collins is still alive. He's 88. And he was, he went into space twice.
That's crazy.
I don't think he stepped on the moon.
They had to think that they were going to die. They, like, I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm saying, I don't know how you wrap your mind around that. You, like,
because
I would think
if you don't, it's something, it's... It'll never be
next
touched again.
Up, yeah.
It'll never be touched again.
Like, because I was just thinking, like, the last kiss, like, this is probably going to be the last kiss I'm going to give my wife or my kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
but that's a risk you're willing to take when you're going to be the first person on the moon.
Well, that's why I don't think
Brian Regan bit.
Right. I walked on the moon.
It's the top any story. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, yeah.
Because it's like, how do you want to die? Do you want to, like, suffocate? Do you want to, like, pass out and not feel anything? Well, or do you want to explode?
You're going to die. Eventually, at some point, you're gonna die.
You might as well, prime.
Yeah, but you might as well do it trying to get to the moon.
Ow! That kind of hurt.
By the way, devotion to accuracy. I'm sorry. Today was the launch anniversary. It took them 4 days to get there, so the anniversary of the landing is not today.
Yet.
Right. How do you know when your prime is? I know it's prime day, pound cake. But how do you go? Not my prime.
I'm saying these.
How do you know when your prime? I would think your prime. Would be launching into space.
That's right.
Like, but he's saying he doesn't want to die in his prime.
I'm just saying, bright young men.
I would take my chances dying in space.
The world was their oyster. They could do anything they
on Earth. This world was their oyster.
Would you go to the moon right now?
No.
If they were like, well, you could
but
go
if
to
I
the
was,
moon.
If I was like going to be one of the first people on the yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'd still go.
You would?
You would go
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah,
if
right
they
now.
Called you.
Yeah, screw you guys. I'm going to the moon.
Screw you guys. I'm going to see me.
You would do that?
Yeah, get a couple thousand Instagram likes, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I
would absolutely do it. It would be amazing to go to the moon.
But you have to deal with the mortality. Like he's saying, you have to deal with the mortality of it. Now I'm kind of sidestepping.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But no, but it's not 1960 whatever anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, when Richard Branson is going to take tourists up there.
It didn't matter. There was like a...
It did matter. The technology was not nearly what it is. The technology's not the same 50 years later.
Yes, but they make mistakes all the time. You are literally putting your life in somebody else's hands. It's not like...
Not as much as you used to, though. These guys were strapped to a rocket. Now, the space stations and space shuttles, and I mean, you know, they were like Winnebagoes for a while going up there. Buzz Aldrin is alive, by the way. Sorry, I killed somebody else off.
I thought he
was dead, yeah.
But you're taking your life into you're putting your life in other people's hands every day doing anything.
Driving.
But it's especially not the
now,
same thing.
It is the
same thing.
It kind of is.
You're putting your professional life in my hands.
Yeah.
I'm a flip-flopper, and I'll totally admit it before anybody starts tweeting at me. Yes, I've flip-flopped 8 times. It's scary, though.
It is scary.
To be like, this could
say it's
be
not
the
scary.
Thing that I die from.
Right, but it's exciting, and it's something that nobody else... There's a handful of people that have been on the goddamn moon.
I know, but I'm just saying that I think for me, the allure would obviously lie in the historical nature of it.
You're not gonna there's still only going to be under 20 people.
The fattest face on the moon?
I don't
your
have...
Your face is the same size as the moon?
Like Mac Tonight in the old McDonald's commercials.
Right.
You're the first radio host on the moon?
I have no interest in being... Yeah, well, Krista McAuliffe was going to be the first teacher in space, and look what happened. I have no interest
Challenger?
In huh?
Challenger?
Yeah. I have no interest in being the 10th guy on the moon.
Come
like
on.
It's not.
No,
we don't even remember the 3rd guy.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, he wasn't on the moon.
I'm just saying.
Well, there you go.
What about the crew of Columbia?
But again, it's not for I don't care about everybody else. I care
it's
about
for you.
My experience. I care about the fact that I got to go and do that thing that nobody else got to do.
You could be AC crater catcher. You're gonna let that go?
I'm too pragmatic for it. I look at it this way. Even by the time these guys were orbiting, like John Glenn is probably who I'm thinking of, who died, of course, legendary just in Ohio alone, but you know, I think John Glenn was like the first guy to orbit the Earth. But by that time, like the Russians had already sent a monkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we've got to, because it was a space race, we've got to beat the Soviet Union. At that point, you're like, we're coming in second to a monkey. So I in 2019,
but a monkey's not a human. Like
I don't doubt the allure of it. I'm
false,
just saying,
Leonard.
I don't doubt the allure. I'm just saying, if you said to me, Alan, want to go to the moon? I'd be like, no.
For the story alone.
I'm just what saying, story? I went to the moon, and everybody goes, cool.
No, that would be more than a cool.
That would be impressive.
That would be a lecture.
If I said to you guys,
it would get annoying to have to keep telling the story over and over again.
If I said to you guys,
you could write a book, and people would buy it.
Why?
It's not about anybody else for me. It's about my experience to go up there.
You would want to see what the moon was.
I want to see Earth from the moon.
What if you came back like that Johnny Depp movie where you came back all messed up and his wife was Charlize Theron? What is this movie?
The Astronaut's Wife.
The Astronaut's Wife. Yeah. Something weird happened on the dark side and now you're gone forever. Cool, you got an alien in you.
Pound cake, what is the last book about being on the moon that you read? Did you ever read Neil Armstrong's book?
No, I did not.
I don't even know if he wrote one. Exactly.
No,
so you're not going to read my book. But I went to the moon.
I'm just saying, Alan, but you guys want to talk about the technology, like the crew of Columbia. That was 2003. People had been to the moon before then, and that still was a disaster.
Again,
but they weren't going to the moon.
But it was still a rocket. They were going to space.
It's still, yes, there is inherent risk in going there. But you get to do something that a handful of people in human history have done.
12 people have stepped on the moon.
Yeah. To be 13?
To be 15, number 13.
To be 100. It's not that, like, you're doing something that is so unique and so incredible.
Ultimately, you're doing it for the story.
No, I'm doing it for me.
Well, I get what you're saying for the experience.
I'm doing it for me.
It's the same reason people go to the Grand Canyon, just to go see just to marvel at it. Like, this is insane, you know? I like that. I like that a lot.
That's kind of my mindset in a lot of things.
I've pulled over on the side of like the highway at those like scenic overlooks, like in the middle of North Carolina. I mean, imagine seeing the Earth, the whole Earth.
Yes.
I like it. I'm on your team.
But I find like there's something, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying for me.
Get Mary back on your team.
All right, now your turn.
No, I'm just saying, I think there's something majestic about standing in front of something like the Grand Canyon. If you were, it's going to sound silly, but like if you're on the moon, the Earth is just like right there.
It's the whole Earth.
It's the goddamn Earth is right there.
People.
Think about what you're saying right now.
I know. I've seen pictures.
You've seen pictures, but seeing it in real life is going to be a little bit different. I imagine it's a little more breathtaking, a little more terrifying.
You would cry.
Think about that. The blackness of space around you, Earth in front of you, it blows my mind just thinking about it. So to experience it in real life would change me forever.
So you don't even care about being on the moon. You want that view.
I want the view. I like the idea of being... I want the whole experience. I want to walk around on the moon.
I want to hit a golf ball into space. I think it's that... That would be cool.
Sign your name on it.
Yeah, I'm doing everything.
Hitting a golf ball off the moon, and that would be...
There's a lot you could do.
You could do whatever you wanted. There's no rules. There's no rules in space.
I'd really like there to be a way for me to take a dump on the moon.
You could poop in your space suit.
I want to poop on the moon. I want it to land on the moon.
There's no way. They'd have to vacuum it out of your butt.
No, you'd have to bring it in a Ziploc and just drop it on the moon.
Oh, there you go.
Turd in space. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Then I got a first, too.
There you go.
My first number two.
Yeah. He rubbed one out on the moon.
Ooh,
first guy rubbed one out on the moon.
Now you're talking.
It's just floating out there.
See?
The sea of spanquility.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen.
Small nut for me. A giant nut for mankind.
I think that I'm just maybe less enthralled by space than maybe some other people are.
Apollo face.
Anywho, the 50th anniversary of the launch today. Hey, Deacon. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, nothing. What's going on, guys?
What can I do for you?
Oh, my God, you got to hear this. When Kennedy said we got to go to the moon, it completely surprised NASA. They were not expecting anything.
Right.
By the time we got to the moon, with 1/100th of the technology we have on an iPad.
Oh, sure. You got more computing power in your phone, your pocket than they did then.
And think about this. How do you test this missile? Sure, we can launch one. You're catching me off guard with mileage. But how do you test a missile that you're sending 243,000 miles away?
It's do or die, baby. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, can you say it's Friday?
By the way, your spooge will go right down to the moon's surface.
Well, I know there's gravity, but you could still pop it off a little bit, couldn't you? I mean,
no, there's no wind. There's no wind. It goes right down to the surface.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe
No.
That's fine. That's all fine. Right. I'll plant my seed on the moon.
All right, Deke. Get back to gurgling gravel. Thank you, buddy. Deacon.
It's Friday.
I like that guy. All right. Alan, you've got to go to the moon because you could call yourself Shuttlecox.
Hey.
All right, listen. I see what they did there.
Or you could just play badminton.
I do enjoy a spirited game of badminton. I won't lie to you. Hey, Mike.
Can you conceive a child in space?
Can you conceive a child in space?
I didn't know if it was something
short. There's still gravity in her vagina.
Yeah! Vaginal gravity at the fantasy this weekend.
I mean, there's not,
you can close it up. It'll
stick to something.
Stay,
Yep. I'll defer to the vagina haver over here. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Just want to say from the show yesterday too, going on the moon would be a hell of a lot better than having what? Damn it! Like Terminator sunglasses.
That's true, yes.
But if you could go to the moon and have Terminator sunglasses.
No, you might need his sunglasses to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, somebody said, Alan, you're right. Going to the moon is just really expensive camping. There's nothing to do there.
It's right.
I mean, you put a mall up there.
You're going?
I'm going. You put up a, I don't know. Chick-fil-A, the Trump moon base.
Oh, Trump would
Chick-fil-A
love that.
Up there? Sure,
I'd be there.
They love me on the moon.
He's my favorite blaze. Everyone's orange like me.
Why are they orange?
Who knows?
Because they are.
Radiation.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's a radiation space.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Alan, I work at NASA here in town. These guys went up because they were the only ones crazy and skilled enough to do it.
Well, that's the overlap.
They were all test pilots first.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't trust
myself. Listen, I love that movie, The Right Stuff, where it was like Dennis Quaid and Ed Harris playing Gus Grissom and all those like first astronauts. When astronauts were rock stars, mm-hmm. You know, that's a great movie.
Yeah, I don't trust myself enough. Like, I have to put my...
Trust yourself.
Because I wouldn't trust my craft, my skill enough to, like, if something goes wrong, I can't be like Matt Damon on the moon, like, all right, I'm just going to, like... Fertilize my
science the hell out of this. Yeah,
science the hell out of this.
I'm not gonna do that. Like I put my life in other people's hands. I expect you to come through on
work
your
out
side
the kinks. Yeah,
yeah. You. I trust you. So when it's like terrestrial and like you can fly like to the moon just like you fly on a plane, I'll trust it. Until then, I'll be the 1,000,007.
I think I heard they were saying that in a few years it'll cost you a pretty penny, but you can go there.
I don't believe
it. It's like anything else. It'll be for rich people.
Yeah, it's like $100,000, like not a full-blown million. Like, but it's not completely crazy.
Well, no,
but
space tourism is not even 5 years away. It's like a year away.
That's crazy.
They'll be taking Musk or Richard Branson will be taking people up there. I don't think it's going to be like they're landing on the moon, but you'll go up, you'll pay 50 grand to sit in some shuttle, and you'll orbit. And you'll come back.
What?
Land it on the moon.
Right. Wouldn't that be the best, like, I want it to be like a casino bus trip for old people.
Family
like,
vacation. Old people can't go.
Gambling on the...
Doing that moon gig. Yeah. Going up there doing a set.
Yeah, like, right?
Yeah, they just don't... Laughs don't carry in the vacuum of space.
Yeah, it's really weird. It kind of start and stop, you know? Yeah.
Alan, there is plenty of poop on the moon already. Every ounce counted to get off the lunar surface, so waste was left on the lander base when they left.
Nice.
So there's a lot of moon turds already up there, Bill.
But I wanted to be the first one to go, like, directly on.
But you can't smell it. Yeah. You can't do, like, it's probably hard.
Yeah, because you have to be in your suit. You can't take your suit off or you will die.
I understand that, but I want to know what the poop looks like. It probably doesn't look like normal poop. Especially since it's been up there. All the oxygen is taken out of it. It's probably, like, sand.
Dehydrated poop.
I would go.
About
I would
a
like
moon pie.
Best female comedian in Cleveland, everyone. I would that whole like peeing in your suit thing. That'd probably be a little bit fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you toss one off,
just
and then your
diaper,
stuff is like
Alan.
Floating in the ship.
They wear diapers, or like they have like a tube.
Well, I'm saying if that's what he's holding on to. Yeah. Like, I'd like to pee in my suit. We'll just wear a diaper. You can do that on a regular day.
We can do a diaper show on that. We'll just do one episode where we all just have to stay in our chair and we have to pee in our pants.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could bring myself to pee in a diaper. I really don't.
If you had to pee enough,
you could.
I would just bring
that muscle memory from being a toddler would kick.
But then you have to sit in it. It's warm.
They're very absorbent.
My one request.
It's getting cold fast.
My one request, if I do ever travel to space, I want to bring a broom with me. So whenever someone pisses me off, you're like, I'm out of here. I just hop on my broom and fly away.
There's no wind. You were just
where
hovering.
Are you going? How do you propel yourself?
Inside of the shuttle. You just fly.
Move, yeah.
I go to the bathroom.
But it's
on
all
my broom.
Slow. Just like.
On a broom.
I need a broom.
You wouldn't just rather just propel your body through the capsule?
No, I would love to have a broom. That would be fun for me.
Okay.
It would make the time go by a lot quicker. That would be my hobby.
Mary, do you want to swap the boob milk?
For wearing a diaper?
For wearing a diaper, but you have to pee in it on
no,
the show. And then we'll
I
sell
don't want
to
sit here knowing that she's in a diaper.
We can sell that thing for
no way.
Bucco bucks.
I don't think so.
All right, so just boob
lactation is going to mess me up.
Too bad.
Maybe it will cure your lactose intolerance, though.
It cured my sister's lactose intolerance when she got pregnant. So. Maybe.
Right, well, the diaper might cure your urine intolerance. What? Do you have that? Do you have urine intolerance?
For me or for other people?
Dealer's choice.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm fine when I pee.
Yeah.
We've been over this. I can do it myself.
It doesn't burn?
When you pee? No, that's a UTI. You need to drink cranberry juice if it burns when you pee.
Joe in Philly, hello.
Yo, what up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Sorry to hear about soft touches.
Hey, it's all right. There's plenty of fingers in the gazebo.
I do agree. I don't think the payoff to the moon is going to be worth it for such a long trip, but those G-forces would be great. The thing I do want to do is that vomit comet. You're basically experiencing the best part of...
Oh, the vomit comet.
Yeah.
I thought he said the Islamic comet.
Yeah. I heard that too.
They're sending Al-Qaeda up to...
What are you talking about?
That sounds like a track star. He's breaking down
Islamic
barriers.
Comet.
He's the Islamic comet.
First, there was Usain Bolt. Yeah. Now the Islamic comet.
Sorry,
Al Bahrain Fatir has just won the gold medal. All right.
But really, it's like the best part of a roller coaster. You're just weightless. Just
yeah, but the best part of a roller coaster is not vomiting.
Well, I mean, people do get sick. That's the only, that's why they call it that.
Yes, right. But the weightlessness, you mean?
Yeah, being able to float. I don't know how long they float for, but that's probably would be the coolest part of the entire thing. It's just the weightlessness in general.
Sure.
Oh, whatever, guys.
All right, thank you, Joe. I don't know what
you're
to
trying,
tell you.
You're trying.
He's trying, I know. Weightlessness, fine.
Weightlessness sounds amazing. I'm a big fan of that.
There's a lot of things I would like to try here on Earth before I go to space. Like, I would travel to Chernobyl before I would go to...
Where?
Chernobyl.
Why would you go to Chernobyl? I still don't understand.
That's pretty cool.
I still don't understand why they're opening that up to tourism. Like, because of that miniseries on HBO, people want to go to Chernobyl. I'm like...
It's been open.
Right, but what part of, like, these particles are around for millions of years do you not understand? Like, oh, we put a concrete dome over everything. I don't understand that at all, unless I'm foggy on the science, which is probably 101% true. But watching that thing, I mean, living through it, too. You weren't alive during Chernobyl. I remember watching that on television. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, come on to Chernobyl. Ride your bike.
No
way. I would just like to see...
Take pictures.
An abandoned city that's, like, not Lorraine. So I think it would be, I think it would be pretty
Toledo.
Cool.
Youngstown, Dayton.
Yeah, it's Ohio.
I've never been to any one of those.
Yeah, but they're a lot closer than Chernobyl.
Well, hit the road first. Yeah, and people speak English, kind of, in those places. go check them out.
I think it would be cool, because cars are, like, stopped in the middle of the street, and grass is just growing in between them. Like, I want to see if there's wildlife there.
You want to see...
Urban decay.
Yeah, he wants to see like that show When the World Takes Over. You ever see that?
Mm.
They're like 50... Or Life After People, shows.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
50 years after people, 100 years after people, like skyscrapers covered with vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see.
Yes.
Go to Detroit then. You'll see plenty of urban decay.
Thought you said it was up and coming.
It is. It doesn't mean that half the city's not still burned out. No, it doesn't happen overnight. I mean...
There's places up the street from here where you can find that... In Cleveland.
Yeah, but I don't want to die.
Dan Gilbert's trying to turn that ship around.
It's abandoned. It's like there's not even any people around.
Yeah, okay, I know those parts. But I thought you were talking about East Cleveland.
Go to Randall Park Mall.
And that was Amazon Prime.
What's the one that had trees growing? That's Randall Park, right? Right by the casino? Yeah.
They have a...
There's trees growing in the parking lot.
They don't use Randall Park Mall. They have like a facility next to Randall Park Mall.
Mall is abandoned AF.
No, I know that's abandoned, but they don't have
anything
there. The
Amazon place is out near there.
Yeah. But I'm telling him, there, like Bill said, there's places you can go right here.
Okay, well, I want
to
see that
Let's talk to somebody at NASA. Let's get Poundcake up there on his broom in the Islamic Comet and see what happens.
I think it would be really cool. It'd be like I'm Harry Potter and I'm playing Quidditch. You say, my broom.
It would be exactly like
I
that.
I want to take him to one of those zero-gravity things cape. So bad. Just sitting on a broom.
I think that would be super dope.
With a
dope.
Jersey that says the Islamic Comet.
It'd be super dope.
You fairy.
You guys make fun.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Here's Poundcake on his broom.
Whatever. Who wouldn't want to do that? You guys wouldn't be on the broom.
Not me. Need a broom. Yeah,
none of us would want to do that. Why do you need the broom?
For the experience. Why anything else?
So I would imagine. Like a witch. I would imagine most people who have experienced zero gravity would say, "Hey, it's not a good idea to introduce other implements to the environment. Mm-hmm. They could hit you in the head or crack you in the jaw or what you know."
And then you just got to find a place to put it because it's not. You're gonna have to like tie it down.
I'm bringing my broom. The broom has a mind of its own. Like, even in Harry Potter, he struggled. He was dangling from it. Like, it would be cool.
I want him to be, like, sleeping, and then the broom just, like slowly floats and hits him in the face.
He's getting, like, a mushroom tap on the forehead for the broom handle.
Right. And he just has to push it.
He's like, go back to bed, sweetie. Go back to sleep.
I think you're wrong.
What does he whisper to the broom?
He tells it to go back to sleep.
Or the broom whispers to me. You a bitch. I think you're wrong. I think there's like a team of people that would be on like my Quidditch team and would totally do this with me.
You
How
are
much space
bitch,
do you think
broom.
There are?
Yuck!
They have in a space station.
I don't know.
To play Quidditch.
I don't think they would play Quidditch.
To play a fake game. Right. That, yeah.
There's enough room where you can just glide
just
past.
Find out that it's a real thing too. People are like playing Quidditch in real life now.
Sure.
Like a version of it.
You can throw a ball around, but yeah. What's it, just lacrosse on brooms?
I guess.
Is that all it is?
Slap, slap,
like hobby horses.
Yeah. But I want to float. It's not fun if I got to run with a broom between my legs.
You can get out to one of those indoor skydiving joints. Mm-hmm. Ask him if you can bring a broom in there.
Yeah, you don't even have to bring a snitch because you are one.
There it is. That's a good
one. You a bitch. I'm not a snitch anymore.
That was a really great line.
I'm a nice house husband.
We're going to take your broom,
That's why he
sir.
Has a broom.
What happened to your broom?
Coffin skated.
Oh, they took it?
Coffin skated.
The coffin skated your broom?
Coffin skated.
You want to join us on the phone or 800-348-1007. 35192. Send me a text if you're at alancockshow.com. You can watch the show there. Use the keyword Corona. All the info on joining us for this year's Corona Cruise, our 7th annual on the Nautica Queen. It is Saturday, August the 10th. We are going to have 2 ticket stops in 1 day. So 3 hours, 2 locations at which you can try to win your way on. You can win them here on the show, 5:20. About half an hour from now, your next shot to do that. But Thursday afternoon, 4 to 5, 1 hour, the MMS Street Team is going to be at the True North on Royalton Road. And then that night, I will be at the Brew Garden in Strongsville. So 7 to 9 on Thursday night. You can come hang with me for a couple hours. We're going to be handing off handfuls of pairs of tickets for this year's Corona Cruise. But again, all the information, if you use the keyword Corona, at alancockshow.com. There's also some amazing video of very early, old Joe Rogan stand-up. When he was still kind of, I don't know what he was doing. He was doing like a Kinison thing or...
Yeah, well, it starts off with him just kind of being real generic.
He's
and like
very thin.
Like real thin, and like there's a few different clips from his career, and it kind of shows the evolution.
Yeah.
But like the first one, he is just like, an adorable little boy.
He's very skinny.
He's like, really? Listening. You could probably play a little bit of it, and he's got like his voice sounds so much different. Like, you can catch the Joe Rogan voice, but he is definitely like a 21-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Bill was playing it before the show when I got here today, and I was listening, and I was like, that kind of sounds like Bill Burr, but I was like trying to figure out just based off of the voice who it was. And
his accent was kind of thicker still.
It was
high pitched.
It sounded like a younger Bill Burr to me. Like not as angry, but still as ranty.
Yeah, Randall Park Mall, by the way, demolished for years. They put put the Amazon thing where that used to be.
It can't be. I was just there.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. North Randall Park Mall.
Park Mall doesn't exist anymore. I drive past it for work every day. Somebody says Amazon is on that site. They demolished it years ago. Or Amazon's across the street, but the mall is gone.
I feel like I lived on the east side until 2016, which is still, 3 years ago.
Just last year, Rock the House had their, thing at that casino. We drove past.
Yeah, the Thistledown Casino.
The Thistledown Racino, and I drove past Randall Park Mall. It was still,
That's what I'm saying.
There's some departments there, something's still standing, because I drove past it.
Well, I got a bunch of people telling me that that's what's up, so I don't know. I don't get out there.
Fake news. I saw it with my own two eyes last year.
Uh-huh.
Last summer ain't that long ago.
Own two eyes.
I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, but he's got four.
So what is the video of the girl body slamming the priest off the stage?
Oh, I don't know, but I love it.
He's anti-gay, and he's a Brazilian
This is in another country. Okay.
And I guess she got sick of his shrimp.
I think a lot of people retweeted this, but I saw this last night. I was like, what is this? It's just a quick clip.
It's 3 seconds.
I am mad
it's
at myself.
7 seconds long. It's some priest, and he's on this big stage, and this girl runs across a bunch of priests sitting down behind him, and she knocks this mother off the stage, and then they cut to the crowd.
She jumps
and
off to finish the job.
Bunch of kids with their heads in their hands and screaming, and one of the priests behind him kind of gets up.
No,
he's like, oh. So somebody was in line for a promotion.
I'm so mad at myself for not being mad at the video. This is not right. This is wrong. You shouldn't promote this, but I retweeted it.
It's crazy, though. I mean,
she goes all
She's so
it.
Happy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. At the end, she jumps down to finish the job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, the guy's going to be anti-gay. I mean, that's no big shock.
But also, where's
like assault the guy on stage?
Where's all the parodies? I want more sound effects. I want to hear the Stone Cold glass break before she hits.
See, these are the ones I want deep faked. Yeah. Put someone else's face on this. That's what I want to see.
Whose face do you want on there?
I don't know. Who should it be?
I don't know. It's such a quick video that you can't really get any context.
There's like a full one, a minute and 50 second video.
Before it started,
and then you just see where it takes place, just because the girl. People see her run up and they're like,
oh, there goes Consuela.
No one got up.
She got a full head of steam. You know what's going to happen now? Everybody, they're like, oh, that's that chick who pushes over clergy.
I would want.
Whole bit is she just runs around to big churches and knocks over priests.
I want her face to be Ronald McDonald, and I want him to be the Burger King.
That's funny.
That's what
or
I
Wendy.
Want. Yeah, one or two. Yeah.
Or that one where Trump gets scared because something's behind him, and Bernie slides in on the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just don't know how if it's that many people in there. There was no security. How she just get up on stage like that?
She's fast, man.
And she was so precise because she had to know the exact spot where he would fall directly to the ground. She had one shot, and she was like, damn it, I have one job.
She might have just been lucky, too, though.
Mm-hmm. She was a hefty chick, though. She was a line, a linebacker.
She pushed with it. She had, it all in her hips and to the legs.
She knew what she was doing.
Her soul. She wanted to do that.
This wasn't her first shoving.
Thoughts and prayers.
Then,
all I can say.
There's the lady that stole my heart.
Who's that?
It is on my Twitter, at Bill Squire. And, Alan, I think you saw this video. It is a girl chugging glass of ranch, just putting it down.
Yuck. Yeah, it's
just
like
all in one gulp.
Ranch
is so thick.
So is she.
It's white, it's thick.
No,
it's
she's
cream.
Not. I know she's not. Skinny. She's skinny. Oh, God, no. Deal breaker.
No, she is the perfect woman.
Is she cute?
Guzzle, guzzle.
She looks real cute.
She's so cute. Yeah.
She's one of those chivettes or something, and they just, it's nasty.
And then that shot of her afterwards, having the ranch all over her face.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even last that long. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Hey, the cat over here. Don't.
I literally can't watch that. My eyes are watering, just thinking of that.
The texture.
Thick. Oh, my God. I can't even pull
it. Watch it with the sound on.
No. I won't.
It's just it's the flavor. I mean, the
it's
texture.
The
flavor's great.
It's the thickness.
If it was chocolate sauce, I'd be fine with it.
No.
But it's not even for me a texture thing. It's that ranch, that
ranch
buttery, milky.
I love ranch, and I miss
Gross.
It a lot, but there's no way. Oh, that's making my stomach hurt real bad.
What if it was Italian?
And then she does that little shimmy at the end.
I can't even. I quit.
Oh, yeah.
You really were about to throw up.
Dude, I don't like that kind of stuff.
And I just realized you were drinking out of the Fale Alley Octane.
Oh, yeah,
I hate you.
No, you don't. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Alan Poundcake is tripping. That mall has been gone for a long time.
Okay. Now I'm smoking crack.
They call it Vandal Dark Mall.
Okay. I'm smoking crack.
Looks like Chernobyl now. All right.
But no.
But the building.
Blah, 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 blah. The building is there. It doesn't. I'm not saying people are actively shopping there, and there's little housewives buying
candles. No,
we're
clear on that, but I think people are saying that the building is not there.
No, the facility
is
there.
This says closing date is on Wikimedia. Closing date was March 12, 2009. Demolition of Dillard's was 2014.
Just of Dillard's.
Just of Dillard's was 2014, and then the remaining anchor stores was 2017. So I was right that there were some stores left in 2016, but if you were just there
2018.
It says the anchor store, so maybe there's a little bit of infrastructure left, but
it was a big old parking lot and some buildings still standing
there. I remember driving past there.
Parking lot.
There were trees, like actual real trees coming up through like the parking lot. I remember that.
Yeah, and then there was like rusty-ass signs of where stores used to be.
Right.
Alan, you have to look up Pimp Punches Priest.
Oh, no.
It's one of my favorites. This is from New York. This is CBS 2, and this is a couple of years ago. A pimp walks right up while a pastor's saying mass and punches him in the face for not paying. So he throws the priest under the bus, knocks him out first.
In the middle of mass, in front of about 100 people, and punch a bishop in the face. The whole thing is as puzzling as it is disturbing, but parishioners say the violence will not shake their faith.
May Almighty God have mercy.
The prayers of Bishop Manuel Cruz were cut short Saturday when a man dressed in a white coat with matching hat saunters to the altar and punches him.
Ooh, he got a good crack in there.
Yeah, he did.
He snuck him.
You gotta love security too, because this cat is just sauntering up like Rudy Ray Moore, and the security guard's like behind him, like, let's see what he's gonna do.
The dude got snook.
Went out and said, "Officer, officer, grab him! Stop him! Stop him!" But I couldn't scream. Dang. I wanted to scream, "Bishop, drop your, go down!" But I couldn't. I was just too rapidly.
Besides, about 100.
I was too rapidly. What did he say?
I don't know.
I like how they slow it down too.
You need that.
Channel 9 in Chicago, the Big 9, reporting that they've caught Chance the Snapper. There's been a fugitive alligator in the Humboldt Park neighborhood of Chicago.
I love the name.
And they nicknamed him Chance the Snapper.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Humboldt Park is a neighborhood just north of where we used to live that is used to be all Latin Kings, but it's been gentrified over the last decade, and so it's all hipsters and stuff. And so the alligator, they don't know whence it came or where it's going to go to probably the Lincoln Park Zoo or something. I would have liked to know what the other options were for naming that alligator. I mean, Chance the Snapper's okay.
Love that.
It's a hometown boy, but I would have liked some other options there. I'm curious.
Are you wanting it to be a Chicago thing?
That is a Chicago thing.
I know. Yeah, he's saying other options.
Yeah,
does it
have
to be a Chicago thing?
I imagine that people would, come up with something. But
Fussy Smollett.
Fussy. The 5'3" gator had been living in this lagoon in Humboldt Park for the last week. And all kinds of people were showing up. They had to get a crocodile wrestler from Florida to come up and do it. You think they would have had a reptile person from one of the local zoos or with somebody with Chicago Animal Control. But Chance the Snapper has been taken care of.
A Florida alligator catcher is in town and has already started checking out the lagoon. Streets and walking paths are closed. City crews put up more fences last night. And police are patrolling the park to keep people away from the area bound by Humboldt Boulevard.
By the way, this is not a large animal. You could kind of hold it like a,
Oh, it's one of those little guys.
Like a guitar case. Smaller than that. So it was alluding.
It's like 5 feet long, but that's like tip to tail.
That's right. It was eluding the authorities for many days.
Oh. Yeah. Vision, California, and North Avenue. There is no access to Luis Munoz Marin Drive. Chicago Animal Care and Control hired Frank Robb, owner of Crocodilian Specialist Services, out of St. Augustine to try capturing the alligator first spotted here Tuesday morning. The gator, 4 to 5 feet long, was likely someone's pet and released into the lagoon when it became too big to handle. An expert known as Alligator Bob set several traps. The gator did not take the bait. Crews here...
Alligator Bob was unsuccessful. They put Alligator Bob out there in the lagoon.
Because it's a crocodile.
And he couldn't do anything.
Alligator Bob's not going to be able to do anything.
Is it a crocodile? I thought it was an alligator.
It is an alligator.
I'm looking up the crocodile guy.
A rogue... The crocodile specialist came up from St. Augustine.
Tried playing baby alligator sounds over the weekend to lure it out. That method has apparently worked in the South successfully. Animal care.
So it's a pedophile alligator? They lured it out with baby sounds.
Chicago,
baby
Kelly.
Sounds of an, alligator. Alligator baby sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a while, pedophile.
Apparently worked in the South successfully. Animal Care's director says people's behavior may be influencing the gator.
I love that. People's behavior may be influencing. There's like groups of people dressed up as alligators, and they're taking pictures, and they're throwing crap in the water. Oh, people love a parade, don't they? People love a spectacle. They can't let anything go. Hey, look at that. An alligator out there.
Look at that gator.
Look at that gator.
Director says people's behavior may be influencing the gator's behavior, making it harder to catch it. The search has become quite the spectacle. Benny the Bull came. People have made commemorative T-shirts.
Yeah, the Bull's mascot came out to try to catch the alligator. He's out there throwing a T-shirt gun or whatever.
People brought pets dressed in gator costumes and nicknamed the alligator Chance the Snapper. In fact, there are Chance the Snapper Wikipedia and Twitter pages. Now, while the eastern part of the park is closed, the western half is open to the public, so the plan is to keep the area around the lagoon calm and quiet. Chicago police have not found the person who released the alligator into the lagoon. In Humboldt Park, Judy Wang, WGN News.
Judy Wang doing some quality work there. So yeah, they caught Chance the Snapper after what was a harrowing few days. There in the Humboldt Park neighborhood of Chicago.
I'm racking my brain trying to come up with anything better than it's not.
No, there's nothing. Chances
are some Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ow.
That's a Steve Byrne bit.
Bang Ding Ow. Yeah, I don't know what the other, if there were other possibilities. I don't know if they crowdsourced the name. Yeah, Chance the Snapper. Anyway, he was tweeting about it, too.
Yeah, they said that.
Just landed and found out I got an alligator. Okay.
The locals named it. So they sent the people that are hanging out in the park.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, there must have been a couple of different options getting thrown around.
I can't think of anything else. Con-Gator West. See,
Con-Gator West.
Con-Gator
West. I don't know. I don't know either.
They're bad.
I'm not even gonna try.
I've been trying the whole time. And I got nothing. I'm Googling Chicago celebrities and everything.
Alligator Capone. No. All right. Alligators are, of course, illegal to own in Illinois. So, for those of you who listen to this show from Illinois, don't get any bright ideas about getting yourself an alligator. Although Chicago has a long history of gators through the city. There was one a couple of years ago in Waukegan, which is a very far north suburb. They had a gator out there. For every once in a while, I know when I was living there before I came to Cleveland, they'd see gators in the Chicago River. So every so often, I think it's just some kid, like they said. Kid gets an alligator and goes, yep, too much work. Can't find any more rabbits to feed it. So they throw it in the friggin' river.
Let it go. Cindy Crawford. I know, these are so stupid.
Cindy Crawford. Wow. Chopra Winfrey? I don't know. We're not going to top Chance the Snapper. We're not going to top it.
Stop Googling people. I'm so sick of you. Yeah. Damn it.
I have a list of Chicago
She's
celebrities.
Still searching.
He's sick of you Googling people. Wow.
How I can just see the wheels turning in her head. She's like, all right, does this work?
I'm going to find one.
Just one is all you need. Just one.
Oh, I'm sorry. The runners up were, I thought Chicago Dial would be in here, but the runners up were Frank Lloyd Bite,
hey.
Ruth Gator Ginsburg,
oh, come on.
And Croc Obama.
Croc Obama. I was looking at Obama. Yes.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, the Block Club of Chicago had a poll, and Chance the
That's
Snapper
the
got 67%.
Yeah.
That's the best.
For deserves sure. it. Deserves it.
Oh, boy.
I saw that on
Crack
all...
Crack Obama's funny.
All Crack
the
Obama, yeah.
All the serious news outlets were writing that. I was like, that is not real.
Ruth Gator I can't even say
Ruth Gator Ginsburg.
That's very funny.
It's too clunky.
Two G's, yeah. It's two M's.
I wonder how Chance the Rapper feels about this.
He tweeted. Yeah, he's like, I just landed and I found out I got a gator.
That's funny.
I'm happy. Yeah. Chance the Snapper. Anyway, in other gator news, Tennessee Meth Gators might sound like a arena football team in the Knoxville area, but in fact is not. Some local police department in Loretto, Tennessee, posted a big, long screed on Facebook trying to tell people, stop flushing your goddamn drugs down the toilet, because it ends up in the local waterways, you maniacs. They say you're going to end up with meth gators. Please don't flush your drugs, the cops wrote. It's amazing that you have to tell people this, but they posted a photo of this huge table full of paraphernalia and, you know, all kinds of stuff, pipes and syringes and bottles and whatever. And they're like, you know, we have water reclamation and retention ponds, but, you know, they're really not prepared for meth in the water.
You just see them with no teeth hanging out in Motel 8 parking lots.
The lot lizards.
It's a whole new meaning.
Cops say meth gators could be created in Tennessee and Alabama if the meth gets far enough downriver.
Meth gators is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's
they're already
amazing.
So angry.
But would it make they'd be angry, but they wouldn't be as hungry, but they'd probably be more violent.
They'd be more spazzy,
yeah,
for sure.
They need their fix.
You see, just using his claws.
What
are
they
just?
What
you guys got any ding dongs or anything? You got a block of sugar?
What if just start like these meth gators just start hunting meth heads because that's where they're going to get?
Oh,
their fix.
That's where they get. No. I don't hate it.
The police could use them
yes.
to hunt meth heads.
It's like a drug sniffing dog.
Yeah,
except
it's a gator.
Yeah.
The police want the people to know that they will properly dispose of someone's drugs if they're called. Sure they will.
Yes.
They'll dispose of the drugs.
And their freedom.
That's right. And plop you in the local whatchamacallit.
The drugs in
the hooscow.
In some jail.
So they got Chance the Snapper, and the meth gators are on the loose. If you are in the Tennessee-Alabama area. That's a pretty big area, isn't it?
Not even
the Tennessee-Alabama area.
They tried to keep the fighting to a minimum, but only because the makeup sex would be awkward.
Oh, I can never unsee that.
This is the Alan Cox Show. 100.7 doubled WMMS.
Bread and a staple. Oh. Bread and a staple. Yeah. Bread and a staple and a tree. And a tree. Bread staple to maple or some bread staple to pine. Bread staple to or we will swiftly split your spine.
Just kidding.
Bread on a day.
Have you seen the stapling?
Just kidding.
Have you seen the stapling bread to trees trend?
No.
As far as viral trends go, this one's it's harmless, I guess, unless you're really, really into trees.
But even then, it's not going to last. Someone's going to come eat it.
Well, I was genuinely curious. I was like, how are they stapling? I was thinking loaves of bread. How
pieces.
Are they stapling? Yeah, like slices of Wonder Bread or whatever to trees. Mostly in the UK because, you know, probably part of Brexit. But people were wondering if it was part of a cult. But bread stapled to trees is an online forum where people are doing this and then sharing their photos. So if you want to take something born in the United Kingdom, transplant it over here.
That's never happened
to
in
Ohio.
The history of America.
First breading of the day, somebody wrote. This is white bread with a normal stapler. People are really doing deep dives on this, right? They're like, here's the type of bread. It's like there's, I don't follow her anymore, but I did for a hot minute. I don't even know if she's still around. Is that Japanese girl who just mushes bread with her face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very popular Instagram feed. It's pretty monotonous.
I think.
But there are enough people who enjoy that where she had a lot of followers.
That was before I was on the show, and I remember you guys talking about it. And I like was like, what are they talking? And I looked her up, like, this is the whole thing. She just mushes her face right onto it.
And nothing overtly sexual. I mean, I guess if people get, some people can get off on anything. But yeah, she would have a loaf of bread, and she would put her face down into it and roll her face around on the bread.
So weird.
It is amazing what can get people off, I guess. But the people in this forum are way into it. They'll give you the, hey, here's a photo. This is nine-grain bread on birch. Whole wheat oak. Whole wheat on oak, someone says. So there's kind of like a, it's like a bakery Blair Witch, if you will. But, you know, as far as online trends go, ain't nobody eating a Tide Pod. Nobody's getting hurt. Speaking of Instagram, I think Bill and I both posted our old man faces.
Oh, I downloaded that app. I have to do it.
Yeah. Every so often, the face app ends up above the fold again, and people will take more old pictures of themselves. Most of the comments I'm getting from people are, oh, it ages you a full 7 years. Or I look like I'm 90, which is, thank you. I don't see the difference. But, yeah, it's
very old.
It can be creepy. Yeah.
It's very creepy.
I would like someone who is already very old to do this. Yeah. Yes. To see if you look, you know, and then next time people who, you know, work in the movie makeup business, you would study that face. Because a lot of times, even in modern films, old person makeup always looks kind of fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Even
the people that had to gussy up Tilda Swinton for the Suspiria remake, it always looks a little bit fake. So we get somebody who's really old, and we apply this old filter to them and see what it does. Maybe they'll cancel each other out. Because you do have the option of making yourself younger on this,
too. Yeah, I did the younger, and
young,
I just look...
young, too old.
It doesn't really look like you. I mean, at least old takes your existence.
Your face, it makes me look like I'm, like, Middle Eastern.
I'm so wrinkly.
Let me see. What did you do?
I just did it.
Yeah?
Mine's at Bill Squire, at Mary Santora Comedy.
Why am I so wrinkly?
I feel like this is more, ironically, it's more forgiving for women. Because, like, if you follow Josh Brolin on Instagram, he and his wife did it, and he looks a lot older, and she just looks a little maybe like she'd been in the sun too long.
I'll try it again without headphones on in the break, but yeah.
Mine looks really, you could just take the headphones off real quick.
Yeah, but
we're not on the, like, taking a call or anything.
Bill's photo, he looks like,
I look like my dad.
Right, you've got some,
it didn't even make my hair gray. That was a thing.
Yeah, I think that might be the guy Bill's thing.
Died anyways.
Don't look at me while I'm taking a selfie.
Why?
Can I put the camera onto it?
No. What?
Did you make yourself old, Pound Cake?
I don't know how to do it.
It's just that face app. You've used face app before.
No, I haven't.
Our buddy Jay Farrow did it. It's really funny. He looks like Morgan Freeman.
Is it only for iPhones?
Might be.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't think it was.
I'm just asking because I don't know. And two, if I have to...
So bad.
If I say that one.
If you what?
If I have to download anything, I don't have any memory.
Why don't you wipe out some of them Ds, son?
No, I don't want to.
Why don't you at least transfer them onto a hard drive or something, ironically?
It would take like 4 hours. I need
so
my
do
phone.
It. You can't even download an app because you have so many penises on your phone is what you're telling us?
It's a problem.
I don't even think that was a thing anymore.
Why don't you just get like, if you get Google Photo, you can upload them all, like it'll automatically upload them all to that, and then they'll be in the cloud.
Put them in the cloud.
I don't like them in the cloud. I don't want, because there's people in there that.
But don't you want to be able to use your freaking phone?
I can't use it with the phone or with the apps I have right now.
You can't download an app right now.
I can't even download, like, anything.
Yeah. So
I can download a song.
Do something, and then they'll be saved in the cloud, and you'll have your Ds forever, like you want. And then you can actually use your phone the way it's intended to be used.
I don't want it to be in the cloud. I will transport it to my computer.
I think, because Poundcake knows how to do all these things, I think that he is terrified to understand the depth and breadth of his D pics.
Oh, I know. I
think he'll open that up and go, you could randomly kick out half of them and you'd never know the difference. And then you'd have enough room on your phone.
That was terrifying.
But as for now, because you do know how to do all that stuff, it's not like you don't know how to clear, you know, you are opting. The D's are more important to you than using your phone for its normal and intended purpose.
So pictures that people just send me, I have 188 D pics. The ones on Grindr, I have 1120. So 1,000.
What the f*** is the internet?
1,120, just in that album.
You have 1,100 D pics from Grindr.
Yes.
And you can't bring yourself to part with any of them?
They're memories.
So that you could... Of what?
How often do you actually look through
they
that?
Are not memories. You would not be able to attach a distinct memory to all but maybe four
I'm glad
of them.
You said a memory.
You wouldn't be able to attach a memory to some random D-pic.
Oh, they have faces and tattoos.
Are they mushroom time-stamped?
Yeah, they are, actually.
So you'd go, okay, I got this on this day, but you wouldn't know who it was, would you?
Yes, they have their full bodies. People are ballsy now.
Oh, it's part their of the body. Pod. It's just not. So you, the photos aren't just close-ups of D's.
Some of them are, but they send multiple. Like in Grindr, you could send like a whole album. So they send the up-close D. Then they send the butt. Then they send everything else. I keep them. How? And sometimes.
Okay.
If we're sitting at dinner, I'll show people.
Okay.
That's so many.
I mean, is that a parallel? I would think that if I was keeping girls' boobs or asses or something, I'd be fine with a few. I wouldn't need 1,100 of them so that I couldn't use my phone.
Also, just want to rotate them out.
D's aren't that much fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. No, they're terrible to look at. But I'll set that aside because that's his.
But I'm saying compared to boobs or butts.
Come in.
I mean, from a straight woman's standpoint, I would rather look at a set of boobs than a D.
Come look at them during the break. You'll see.
1,100. There's got to be at least half that aren't good.
Probably I mean, she's a Mary's a straight woman. I mean, she would be able to. She's on that level with you, and she's like, I don't need 1,100. You know,
but
listen,
Mary's more the gray sweatpants challenge type of lady.
Yeah, oh, get creative with it. Don't just throw it out there.
And by the way, I hate to break it to you, ladies. There really is or are only about six kinds of breasts. So it's like, I don't need 11. Kind of. I mean, you know, they don't vary that much. I know you think they're all different, like a snowflake. Whenever, they're not. There's about five or six different kinds.
Whenever I scroll through, it just makes me happy. Like right now, it just makes me smile. Like,
does your boyfriend have a problem with it?
I hope not, because I'm not getting rid of it. They've been here before him.
No, but you are saying that it makes you happier than using your phone for other things.
Yes.
It's not like you look at those pictures every day. You would use you said, I can't, if you have time to scroll through all those every day, you need more to do around here. What I'm saying is, you said I can't even download a song.
I can't download a song, a picture, nothing. It's like
so. In the battle so far, in the battle between of D versus song, song loses. D versus app, app loses. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all dopey. I get it,
it's stupid.
You just can't use your phone properly.
Yeah, sometimes like certain apps won't load because it won't perform properly because it doesn't have enough memory to perform the function of the app. So, yeah, I will have to eventually transfer all my
pictures
over.
Can't you get an SD card for your phone? And
I don't think mine came with it. I don't know.
You have an iPhone?
No. It's a Galaxy S7.
Then you can get a little SD card, literally an SD card, sign that document, and put it in there.
Yeah. Perhaps I will, but I just haven't yet. So, until then, it's just my phone's always on dead, like every single time.
I think that your punishment for next year's Polar Blast should be sending all those D-pics to Walgreens.
Absolutely not.
He'll get arrested. He has to delete them all.
Yeah. I wouldn't get arrested. Everyone's of age. Well, why would I get arrested?
I think you can.
But there's no. I don't think it's I don't think it's illegal. But you have no way of proving that they're of age.
I have transcripts.
Transcripts for 1,500 people?
I mean,
what are you, like Joe McCarthy?
If I got them on Grindr, I mean,
I think Bill's right. Beforehand. I think Bill's right. You put those puppies in the cloud.
Put them in the cloud.
You will have a big brown D cloud floating above your head at all times. That's what you want.
I don't know. I've had them forever, and I feel
you'll still have them.
If I get rid of,
you'll still have them.
Why are you so resistant?
Because we're fascinated at your priorities.
Something that you'll still have them, and then you can actually use your phone like an adult.
And when was the last time somebody sent you one?
Like a month or two ago.
Okay. So my point is, it's not like it stopped years ago and you're hanging on like grim death, right? They're still replenishing to some degree. You could get rid of the very first 500 and you'd never miss
them. Let me see the date of my very first one that I on this phone, because I have some that are from past phones.
You've kept them from past phones. You've transferred them over.
Yeah, those.
So when you get a new phone, but when you get a new phone and you take it to the store and they transfer everything over,
they should know better.
This gonna take a while, son, because you got a lot of D-pics on here.
Okay, let's look at the.
Take that to the Genius Bar.
The details on this photo. It was December 30th, 2015, at 11:12 p.m.
Get rid of that. You don't even know who that is.
I like that it's New Year's Eve. It's some lonely dude who's not going to be kissing anybody. He said. And pound cake is dong. 2015, you said?
Yeah, 2015, it's 4 years ago. He doesn't know who that is. He doesn't know what.
Oh yeah, they sent face. I remember who it is now.
They sent face.
Yeah, they sent face. It's like a. I want to show Mary, but like.
I do too. Let's see.
So you're basically, I mean, on average, to do the.
Oh my God. These are real people.
No, they're fake people.
But I'm saying these are like dudes who live in Cleveland. These aren't like porn stars you met on the internet.
No, it's from, you see the stamp. It says Grindr on it.
Oh my God!
Right, but given the number that you described in only 4 years, on you were averaging a D a day,
probably. Yeah.
It's Pound Cake's D a day challenge.
Do they all look like that? See, now that I've seen that, if that's the caliber, that's blew my mind. If that's the caliber for what 1,100 of them are. I don't know, man.
Oh, you're understanding why he keeps them?
Yes.
Oh,
that's a specimen. Yeah. If that's, I want to see, yeah, he's, wow.
Come in, you're worked up, Jesus.
That's, it was.
She's all foamed up.
It's also been since up. April, so.
I also haven't seen it yet, right? I don't have a single picture like that. I don't need pictures like that, but that was like.
Well, then maybe you should bequeath some to Mary. You know?
What am I going to do with a picture of a gay dude's ween?
It doesn't matter that he's gay. If
use
it's
your
a
imagination.
Specimen, what do you
Plus,
care?
Plus, it's not like that. I'm not like turned on. I'm like impressed. I'm like, good for you, dude. That's crazy.
Well, obviously, if they're going to take these photos and send these photos, they probably want them. It's going to be the best of the best. They probably took 50 selfies.
All I can think of is what they're doing with them. Ow. They, just ow.
What do you mean?
Just ow.
I don't know. That was insane. I don't request pictures like that. I don't get pictures like that. Some guys are weird and will send them on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff, but I don't. They don't look like that. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's why I keep them. They
Boys,
make me happy.
I don't
know
if you need 1,100 of them. You could probably narrow it down to the best.
Also, you can just Google like or go on any porn site and see anything.
That's
like
a
that.
Real person. Like even porn isn't real. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Going to devise some kind of contest that we will play in the next week or so.
All right,
I'm going to devise a contest. It'll be some kind of trivia or something. And for every answer the Pound Cake gets wrong, he will have to randomly delete a D-pic.
I would not. No.
Why?
No. You have to.
Why?
You have to.
You have to.
I can't.
You have
that,
to.
That would hurt me. That's
I'll do it. I'll have your phone, and I'll have to go and delete
that's
them.
A little jab.
And that's actually good, because he won't be able to select them. I'll have the phone, and I'll go through and randomly pick one and delete it.
And exactly my point. And you would hand it back to
and
him,
and
he
no
would
clue.
Have no clue which ones he lost.
No idea.
None.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
1,100.
That's just one album, though. That's just the ones that people sent me from Grindr. I have also ones that people sent me on Facebook Messenger, Instagram. Like I
WTAM 1,100 penises. Bill Wills here for D-Picks.
Cleveland's rock hard station.
It helps me sort them.
Friends, you're running out of memory.
That's crazy.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, you should do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying that when the priorities are, I can't put an app or a song on my phone because I can't part with these D's.
It's all streaming. And I have to be on Wi-Fi. Because if I do it with my data, it's like, ah, no, you need to like delete some stuff, delete some storage. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get on Wi-Fi. Yeah, it sucks.
Not to belabor the point, because I truly want to move on. But I wonder what the cumulative length
Ooh, it might reach the moon.
Of his photos are
based on your reaction to that one, it might. Yeah.
240,000
like,
miles.
Was easily, that was probably at least 9 inches. I'd say.
At least,
I'd say, unless it was a great angle, but he had his face in it too, so it couldn't have been.
I don't know.
Do you find something funny about the word tromboner?
That was also from like a 2015 one, so that's pretty old. So,
but okay, here's the other thing too. You got to think
pretty
about
pretty old. It's 4 years yeah. old.
I know, but yeah.
guys who are sending these pics all willy nilly, if you will, they're
want
not
them out there.
They're not usually small guys.
Willy nilly,
get it? See, so I see said, what you if did. You will. So yeah, if you're averaging 6 or 7 inches times 1,100, and then there's going to be
just
ones
one album,
and there's ones that are bigger than that.
All right. Pound cake puts the someone D the in math. Hoarders, somebody said.
Yeah, I guess
you're
I
am. You're talking 10,000 inches?
I don't know.
How many feet is that?
I don't know.
Divided by 12 is...
Because your mom pays your phone
1,000.
Bill. So if your mom feet. Said, give me that phone, and I'm going to delete half
it's a quarter
these,
of a mile.
You'd have to do it. Your mom pays your phone bill.
Yeah. But she would never say that.
So the game is going to be trivia, and for everyone he gets wrong, his mom gets to delete a picture.
I'll delete. Don't do that to her.
She pays for it.
She can mess around with the wrong phone if she wants to. Like, it's her fault if she sees something she don't want to see.
So if you have 1,101 album total, you say you think you have, like, what, 3,000?
Like 3,000.
3,000
total?
Wait, times, we'll go on average, six inches?
I would go with, like, yeah, the average.
So if the boyfriend goes...
Divided by 12 inches and a foot, that's
if the boyfriend goes,
feet.
Let me look through your phone,
mm-hmm.
you go, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Like, I'm not secret about any of this. Like, he can look if he wants to. Matter of fact, he probably got the same ones. It's local people.
What are the chances he's in there?
You're thinking
and
of
you
a
don't
quarter
even know
of a
it.
Mile of ween.
A quarter mile?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's about 1,500 feet, a mile is 52.
That was the original title for Chocolate and Cheese.
Quarter mile ween?
That's a deep cut. Yeah.
I want to find, like, a building or, like, some structure that's 1,500 feet. I mean, if it's a quarter of a mile, that we might not even have anything like that.
And I can't help but think that I'm going to be in trouble again tonight.
Why were you talking about beeholes and penises on the radio, Daddy?
Yeah. Pound Cake brought it up.
Who's Pound Cake?
Because Pound Cake can't stream a song.
That's right. He can't stream a song. Can you say, shut up, Pound Cake?
Shut up, Pound Cake. Who's Pound Cake?
Mm-hmm. One World Trade Center is 1,700 feet.
Okay. No, not anymore. Oh, you mean
the
like...
One,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Said,
yeah. Yeah.
So you have that...
I have a Navy ship
that's
on my
a
phone.
Skyscraper.
You have the world. You have a skyscraper of D.
A
your
Navy
phone.
Ship.
Yeah. I have a Navy ship.
Oh, the USS D.
I'm sure I'm probably mild. I don't think I'm the worst. Cause
are you kidding me?
The USS John Holmes. All right.
I'm the mild in compared to like,
you. Have,
most
by the
guys.
Way, you, how do you? How would you possibly know that?
Because I know it's on my other friends' phones. They have videos of themselves.
So you have friends that are as stupid as you who can't use their phones because they can't bear to.
No, they have iPhones. So
what a brain
cloud.
Trust you're running with.
Yeah, no, they have the cloud.
The Empire State Building is only 1,250.
Only there you go.
He has more D pics than the Empire State Building is tall. Imagine.
He's the King Kong of D pics.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. This King Kong up there swatting away. Oh my gosh.
Wow. I just wanted we got on the topic of this from a damn face swap or old man swap.
No, it's because you don't have enough space on your phone to do
to
anything.
To even do it, yeah. You can't even participate in the show.
You guys could
have
taken
a picture. You can't do your job because. You have too many D's in your phone.
You can
tell
take
you
a picture
what,
of me.
Tell you what, let's cross the streams. Do the old man face app on all those D pics.
There's the old wrinkly D.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody want a wrinkly D.
And then send it back to the guy who sent it to you and be like, no thanks. But what did you do to this?
He doesn't have any of those phone numbers.
What are those?
I don't know his name.
Send me a text 35192 for that info. AlanCockShow.com, all the other stuff. David Draymond and I learned very far into Disturbed's tenure that he and I grew up a few minutes from each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Very interesting. A lot of everybody was either Catholic or Jewish where I grew up. And he was on the Jewish side. And I was on the decidedly Catholic side. Ne'er the twain shall meet. But, you know, you'd run into each other. I don't know. Did I ever run into a young David Draymond? What the hell? I don't
know. Might have.
Hey, if you listen to the show on iHeartRadio from outside Ohio, let me know where you do that. James is a bureau chief in Olive Branch, Mississippi. I like the weirdo towns people hit me up from. David is in Big Clifty.
They could be making these up.
No, because I always check because I got to know where to put the push pin.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So I Google these towns. Big Clifty, Kentucky. Clifty. A lot of times they're suburbs of like a place you might recognize. But Steve's in Sacramento. Jordan's in St. Louis. Where's a weird one? Jess is in Rancho Cucamonga, California. RIP workaholics. And Norm is one of our many bureau chiefs in Detroit. In fact, Norm sent me some information that he wanted me to forward to you, William, about 2019 ButtCon.
ButtCon.
I heard about this the other comics when I was at Ridley's.
When you were in Royal Oak.
About it.
Mm-hmm. ButtCon is coming soon to Detroit. It is in its. They've been doing this for many years now. It's on Instagram if you want to look them up, ButtCon HQ, and it is. A celebration of all things ass.
It's like the way it was described to me is it's like meant to raise awareness about colon cancer.
It is partly that, yes. Colorectal cancer, yeah. A big thing. Yeah, but it's, you know, listen, any port in the storm, man. I mean, that's your messaging. But if...
La tukuses. Well, tukai?
It is an art-filled...
Of all shapes and sizes, too.
Art-filled interactive event. Dedicated to providing a safe and free environment to celebrate butts.
I guess they used to do a comedy show there, and my friend was saying it was always so much fun, and then a couple years ago, they just stopped doing it.
So they've been doing it for the past 4 or 5 years at the Lincoln Street Art Park. So ButtCon 2019.
Interesting.
It's going to be happening very, very soon. As you might suspect, there's a lot of wayward hair associated with this, but again, it's for a good cause. You can go to buttcon.us if you're in want some information on how you can get involved or how you can attend. Speaking of asses, there is a chef, I think this is in England, a chef who is suing. The chef who did it got fired, but the victim is suing because his boss, these guys are working in the kitchen. And the other chef poured scalding hot butter down the back of the guy's pants.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And he's got photos online of, like, his ass, like, the crack is, like, peeling away. And, yeah.
Right here on my chest. You can see it right there. I was at the Continental Breakfast at the hotel this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I got greedy, and I took 2 cups of coffee back to my room with me. But I stacked them on top of each other to go into my pocket to get my room key out. And the coffee spilled on my chest and left a burn in the middle of my chest.
Splashed right on you, didn't
it? I could not imagine what actual, like, hot melted butter from a stove would feel like. Because it was so painful. It hurt so bad. And that's just coffee coming out of a regular coffee pot.
If you think that's bad, I ate pizza rolls like last week.
Yeah? Frozen in the middle, hot on the sides?
The inside's lava. It's lava. So.
But they were good, weren't they?
They're amazing.
Pizza rolls are worth it.
They're so good.
It's worth your mouth being destroyed.
You bake them or microwave them?
Come on.
I don't have time to bake them.
Gross.
I know.
It's so gross.
They're good,
they're
though.
Not, no, they're not good.
They're not crunchy, but they're still good.
Yeah. In the microwave? No, you gotta bake them.
I know you have to bake them.
They're worth the weight. They're worth the lava.
If you so bake,
now I want pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls are amazing.
I haven't had pizza rolls in years.
I have chicken I have to cook at home tonight, but... Ugh.
Chicken you have to cook.
Well, I bought it yesterday.
It's like that... Oh, it's that close to...
No, I bought it yesterday, but if I don't cook it tonight, then I won't. Then it's tomorrow. And
you
then,
can't be eating pizza rolls before your big night.
Shut up. So stupid.
So this kid, shared photos of the burns on Instagram. They're pretty gross. But he said that the restaurant's executive chef poured some butter hot scalding butter down the back of this guy's crack.
My daughter just burnt the crap out of her arm. She works at Lucky's and like she makes she does like all the food prep back mm-hmm. there.
What's Lucky's? Like a restaurant?
It's like a market.
Market, yeah.
Over on 117th and Clifton. Yeah, I
know the grocery store. But like, you know how Whole Foods and they all have all soups, their food and all that stuff that they make. You know? And she burned her arm all so bad. I mean, she's been in culinary for years, so she's got her... But this is the worst one I've ever seen her have.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
Did you give her a salve? Did you give her a balm?
No, she's got it. They got all that hippie crap already there.
Okay. For just such an occasion. Hippie. Hey, aisle five, I need some hippie crap. Thank you. Deep fried pizza rolls.
Ooh, those are good. They have those at the Funny Stop.
Pizza rolls in an air fryer.
That's a
everybody
very good
really
thing too.
Talks about those. Are they legit air fryers?
They're very good.
I've heard nothing but good. Everyone's like, you got to get an air fryer. You got to get an air fryer.
So it literally does the same thing as if you were to fry something in oil. What's it, just a convection thing? Yeah. Is that all
it's
it
like
is?
It's just the hot air, just moving it around, I guess.
I thought it was one of these just kind of dorky kitchen gadgets, no, but great. They sound like they're
legit.
Okay. Maybe are they selling any for Prime Day?
They might be.
Oh boy, I should look
at
that.
Get yourself an air fryer.
Get myself an air fryer. I'm gonna treat myself.
What's great about it is if you cook vegetables and stuff in it, like obviously if you cook anything breaded, it's gonna end up being crispier than you would in the oven or in the microwave.
Yep.
But things like even just like a chicken breast, you can cut into like little squares and make like little chicken nuggets that are crispy on the outside.
Okay.
Without breading them though. Like, the way it cooks them is great.
Okay.
I've made chicken wings in it. That's great. Just any vegetable you put in there, great.
That sounds so good. Everybody, and I'm just like...
Because it just cooks it the right way.
Right.
The way you want to be without all the fattiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Maybe I'll get on that Prime Day, see what's up.
Get on it.
Maybe I'll just talk to my Alexa. She's probably listening anyway. See, Channing Tatum ranted about his phone listening to him.
It's a new app I actually have. I downloaded it like last week.
It's called Pattern.
I downloaded it before I heard about this Channing Tatum thing. A girlfriend of mine was like, you should download this app, da 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 da. And it is creepy.
But what is it for?
It's tells you about you. It tells you about like things.
I know about me.
It's based on, listen, not no one on the show, maybe Panka, you two are going to hate it immediately. It's based on, you give it your birthday, your time of birth, the city you were born in, and your full name. So it's astrological, kind of. And it basically is like, hey, based on these things.
Based on these things and all the other info we can get off of your phone.
Based on the based real on info things, you've given us and the fake info in the stars.
Well, and then it says based on these
things.
We
know things, what kind of what? The laundry detergent you want? Or?
No, it's like a kind of like a horoscope. Except I'm telling you, dude, I opened this app and I was like, this is the creepiest thing, how spot on it is.
Because it's listening to you.
Well, that might be it, but it is telling you exactly what... But it's telling me things I'm feeling that I have not texted.
Oh, my God. I opened a pattern. And it told me that I cry at my sold-out shows.
No, dude. I'm telling you. It's very eerie how accurate this app is.
Well, Channing Tatum said as much, and he is not happy.
What's it called? It's called Pattern?
The Pattern.
The Pattern.
I wanted to bring it up to you guys.
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning. Boop, pops up. And using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern?
Probably.
AI, the algorithm that is the Pattern. Are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? Pattern people, you should just call me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me now, don't you? So just do that. I need answers right now.
All right, so single life apparently is not treating him well. He's going off the deep end here.
He's not single.
Who's he with? Jesse J?
Jesse J. Mm-hmm.
Boy, he has a type, doesn't he?
They look just alike.
Yeah.
Who? What?
Who's Jesse J? J. He divorced Jenna Dewan, and Jesse J is pretty foxy, but looks just like his ex-wife, so... the Pattern. What? So I got to put all my information
in
there?
All it asks for is your date of birth, time of birth, the city you were born in, and your full name.
Time of birth?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I asked my mom.
Ask your mom. Yeah, my mom knows,
too. It's on your birth certificate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to go dig up my birth certificate and then look at this.
And then it tells you, like, it has a different thing every day, and it tells you what it is about you and how, based on... And all here's right. the thing. You guys don't believe...
No.
I was just about to pull up.
Yeah, let me... I'll go into this with as open-minded as I can be.
That's
okay?
what I'm doing.
I'll divest myself of any preconceptions. Tell me... blow my mind with this pattern.
But here's my point. Is that as much as you guys don't believe in astrology or this or that, you can't argue with the science behind things like, so if the moon has a pull on water and your body's 80% water, explain to me why it doesn't affect you the same way. Kind of things like that. You guys...
Gravity.
Whatever it might be, sure. But you guys, I wanted to bring this up earlier in the week or last
week.
But
that's not astrology.
No, but I'm saying
you
but
just
this
did.
Is, yeah.
You just did dab
that's the tides.
Yeah, you dabbed out a little bit of science there. That's not
right. Well, these are ones I've all. Okay, hold on. Am I gonna find them?
So do you go to it every day? Does this send you a notification?
Like, it like pops up every day and is like, hey, for the next 30 days you might be feeling this way, or for the today or these next couple days, or during this lunar eclipse.
It tells you how you're going to feel.
It can, yeah, like going forward,
now,
this is the next.
Do you think there is some power of suggestion here? Like it's making
no.
you
Is it a self-fulfilling
way?
Prophecy?
Yeah.
Here, I screenshotted some and sent them to my sisters. That'll probably be the easier way to do this because and the girl who told me about it, I was like, how many days in a row is this app going to make me cry? So it says, this one says.
I'm guessing for me, it's going to be zero.
Yeah. But no, it's just so accurate. I told
you
my
keep
sisters,
subjecting yourself to things that make you cry.
Also, I think what it comes down to is people think they're a lot more unique than they really are.
Well, let me hear what it has to say. I mean, you know you better than we do.
So this is just one thing that showed up, and it's like in the middle. It'll give you like 10 in a row. You just swipe through them, and it's like a whole thing. So this is in the middle of it. It says, in this case, that top position or public stature is rarely fulfilling. You crave even more power. It's like you can't just have the average function in life. You feel compelled to make your actions grand scale achievements. You could want to do the unthinkable and set your goals and expectations extremely high. And that goes into how...
Oh, so it's all vague nonsense.
It's not vague
that
nonsense.
Anyone would fit into. You're saying that that long-winded phrase nails your personality?
That's in between 15 other things that it's already telling you. But I'm saying one that I screenshot and sent to my sisters and was like, yeah, this is...
So this is something that you think is helpful.
It's not helpful, but it just...
Or is it
almost,
just for entertainment purposes
no,
only?
No, it like makes you feel like, oh, I have been... Like, I've been feeling a certain way lately, and then this is like, oh, this is why you've been feeling that way. Here's a way to go through it or help with it or
here's
something.
Here's a girl. Now, granted, I don't know who this girl is, but here's a girl, Bill, who was positively shook by how
I can't even get
pattern
the same to do.
Nailed her. Because you're unable to see your partners for who they are, they have the ability to deceive you if they don't have good intentions. Wow. I don't know. That is so Edith. I don't know who Edith is, but that is so Edith.
So this
they
is...
They nailed her.
These two were what like got to me. And again, yeah, you're saying power of suggestion or whatever, but if it's true, it's true. And if I take it that way, it says... I don't know what it said before this, but... The struggle isn't about other people. It's within you. You can't hide this side of yourself forever. This is talking about being like wind up. Be more honest and true to myself, whatever. I know you guys already hate it. I don't even want to look at you. Says, throughout
just
your life...
Just be honest
on.
And true to yourself.
Says, throughout your life, there will be circumstances that exacerbate this wound, pushing your boundaries and forcing you to work through these fears and triggers. You're being forced to feel things so intensely that you'll grow in ways you otherwise would not.
But who would that not work for?
Right. You're also becoming vulnerable, but this ultimately brings you closer.
Who would
closer.
That not work for?
How are you intensely growing by looking into your feelings? Do you feel like that's you right now?
No, but anyone who followed that advice would do that.
But no,
they would
it's
grow
saying,
by looking
no,
at
no,
their
no,
feelings.
No, 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 it's saying that this is what you're going through right now.
Yeah, because everybody's through, always going through that.
Because
everyone's sitting down and deeply looking inside themselves. And
if they took half a second to do it, everybody's insecure or everybody's unhappy about something. Well, anyway, if it works for you, I mean...
This is why I don't like talking about this stuff with you guys, because
okay,
you're aggravating about it.
Here's what I...
It's so frustrating.
Here's
you
what
can't
I'm saying.
Let anybody have anything that you don't
you
agree
can
with.
Have it. You
can. I'm mainly mad at
well,
him.
Well, don't get so defensive
what?
About some nonsense app for one thing.
Because if I
it's
like it...
It's equally on you, by the way.
I get
way.
That. If I like it and I want to have it, you mainly Bill, will immediately jump all over it and be like, you're so stupid. This is...
I'm
this
not
is
saying
nonsense.
Stupid. I'm saying it is.
I didn't even know about this thing until my friend Channing Tatum told me
I've
about it.
I've had it for like 2 weeks and I haven't brought it up because
here's
I didn't want you guys.
Here's what I'm saying. It says, put in your time of birth.
Mm-hmm.
If I put in the... I know what time of day I was born. If I put in the wrong time of day, it's not like that's going to change
it
my...
It might.
How would I know that? That would change. I don't know. Unless
why
I said
asking for it?
Two separate... You know what I think this is?
What I just read.
Do you
want
to know what I think this is? I think it's viral marketing for a movie that's coming out. That's what I think. Yes.
I took this when I was reading this because I was like, I've been very upset and I have been looking and I'm like, this is about sobriety. This is about having to deal with feelings that I've been putting away for years and years. And now it is making me vulnerable and making me have to face things that I don't want to face.
Do you get, you said this comes daily or how frequently?
I think it's like at 9 p.m. or you can set it. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
How frequently have you looked at it and been like, eh, it's not really me?
There's a couple of them where I will look at it and be like, or that seems broad, that seems vague, that seems general. But there are some in there that you're like, get the hell out of here, man. I'm telling you.
I'm going to register myself as non-binary. And I bet it will give me the exact same things as it would otherwise.
I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to like interact with it at all. Whatever it sends me is what it sends me. But I'm going to, like, I'm not going to give it extra information.
I'm not going
to
give it
anything.
There is no
extra information to give it. It doesn't ever ask you anything
else. If you spend time looking through all these different things, sociable or people pleaser, like, all the different...
Those are about you. Like, it's telling you, based on all those things, here's traits that you exhibit.
Free spirit and exciting, come on. That's
and
not
it might be in there and say, this is nowhere near who you are. You could be more free spirited by this.
Does it tell you how you withhold amazing information from your friends? Because that's what you're doing with the pattern, Mary.
I'm tired of you guys.
You had it for 2 weeks and didn't tell us.
She was discovering who she is so that she could be
by looking
and
deep
share
inside.
With yes, yes.
All right. Well, good. I got no problem with that.
I just want a sarcastic one. That's what that's how the pattern should work for me. And be like, hey, you're probably going to have a good day to get today, but you'll probably also screw it up because you're stupid in your bill.
Because you're stupid in your bill.
See, now, okay, here's one that's like, this could be generic, but it absolutely applies to me, where it says it's about relationships. It says, if you're fearful or overly cautious in relationships, you may have unconsciously learned this behavior in response to your upbringing or a difficult relationship with a parent. I've been I've with you guys in general, that I've had a horrible relationship with my dad. And it's like, yeah, a lot of people probably have, but why can't that also be about me?
Well, it can. It is about you.
That's what I'm saying.
These are things that are researched already. Like, that's, but a lot of people have that. That's what I'm saying. When I say a lot of people, they want to feel like this is so uniquely tailored to them. But everybody's got just about the same problems when it comes to their life.
Okay, you want to hear my pattern? I signed up for this. Do you want to hear my pattern? You want to hear how it nailed me?
I don't even know how to work it. My pattern is...
Here's my pattern. My first one. My very first one.
This music.
I put in my name. I put in my time of birth, my date of birth, where I was born.
It's gonna be one dumb sentence because they're all short little sentences at the beginning. Oh,
no, it's a big old paragraph. You're incredibly empathetic and can feel other people's pain. If you're able to channel this gift in a healthy way, you can handle extreme circumstances and help people in the most difficult predicaments.
I don't think
nailed
that's inaccurate.
Me, didn't it? Pardon me?
There's something in you. You cry when you see those soldier coming home videos. It doesn't
Everybody
mean you're not empathetic,
you
though.
This is what I'm saying. You can make it work. You know, today would be a good day to ask for a raise. Yeah! If I had a job, I would ask for a raise. Yeah, how do you like that?
Now, what if mine was like, today would be a good day to delete all the D's out of your phone? I would be like,
then it just means it's been listening to us.
I'm like, man, it's spot on.
Here's another one of mine. Your instinct is to support and nurture the people closest to you. And you'll go to any length to ensure that your relationships remain secure.
Do you not feel that way about people close to you?
I'm not saying that that's not the case. But, I mean, the opening salvo here was that I'm empathetic and concerned about, you know, I mean...
But when it comes to people you do truly... You're not empathetic to the dude at the gas station, but you're empathetic to people in your life.
No, but I think everyone's empathetic to people that they know and love. The test of empathy is when you do that, if you're that way with strangers.
There. And then you click on them, and then you read
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm going to break, Bill, and you're going to look at your pattern, and you're going to tell us.
Mine's that I'm free-spirited and exciting. Explorer. You know, Bill loves exploring.
I'll tell you
I went
what.
To Virginia.
I travel all the time.
Yeah, to tell jokes.
You lived in the Philippines. Don't even act like
yeah, I was
this
sent,
is why I don't like
I was
it.
Sent there against my will.
You went, and you enjoyed
you
it.
You went.
Did I enjoy it? It was the lowest point in my life where I was literally on the edge of, like, killing myself.
You know why we always call you Vasco da Gama, Bill.
Jeez. Yeah,
because he's an explorer.
And now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on, and I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.